I'll have what she's having.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Now, I know every day I say this to start the show, but today I really have to count because I see me, and I see Buzz, and I see Rob.
Present.
I don't see Mike, though.
No Mike.
So that would be, we're missing two guys today. We're missing Mike and Phil.
Phil.
Phil
shows up.
Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Oh, thank God Phil is here. The show can go on.
Hochberg in the house.
Hochberg, buddy.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Greatest Show on Radio and all the ships at sea now with another chilling edition of Hollywood Stars on the Rag. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
Thank you, Robbie. And listen, hello and thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide via Westwood One, the world's number one syndicator of radio programming. Don and Mike, without Mike.
That's right. All I know is I came in today, about 5 minutes before the show.
Mike not feeling well. He's not here. Show goes on. We wish him well. So, Buzz.
Yes.
Very reminiscent of our old past, our checkered past in Chicago.
In Chicago!
Today, this is much like the Johnny Show. Today, officially,
that's right,
you move over to the couch. Mm-hmm. That means that Rob would officially be leading the band.
Right.
And that means that, I guess, Charlie Broyhill would be. Robbie, who was the second drummer on the Tonight Show? Was it,
Well, they would bring Tommy Newsom up front.
Tommy Newsom. So Charlie Broyhill would be Tommy Newsom, which means if you're really going to take this to the nth degree, that Mike Rockhead would be Ed Shaughnessy.
Hi-oh.
So listen, the show's on the air, and Ken, Jeremy, Big Daddy Mail, Donald Ephraim, who would represent a monkey.
Yes!
And here he is to my left and to your right. Even though Mike's not here,
right,
I appreciate the fact that Buzz still broadcasts from his own sterile studio.
It's my own little cubicle.
There is my friend Guy Birdley.
You got bad breath, Buzz.
Awful bad breath.
Been working on that.
Well, hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Listen, it is Tuesday. It's November 16. Mm-hmm. Telephone number 1-877-365-3636. Let me take a call or two.
All right.
We've got tons of crap today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Speak to us.
Hello.
Hello. Rob, you got the phones turned on correctly there? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, lady.
Hey, baby.
Who are you calling?
Oh, I'm talking to you.
You're talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on air. I have my radio at work, you know.
Oh, well, please turn your radio down, my lovely.
Well, I don't have it at work. That's why I didn't know I was on the air.
Okay, well, that's the first time I've ever told somebody to turn the radio down when they were not even listening to the radio.
You even have one.
Okay, well, listen, hello.
Hi, my name's Rochelle, and I'm calling from our fair city, Washington, D.C.
Right.
And actually a friend of Big Doug Sherrill's.
Oh, so you must be a carpet muncher.
You got it.
Oh, a wonderful lesbian.
Are you
a very cute lesbian at that?
Ah, but really, are you big and dykey like Cheryl?
No, I'm very petite and let's see.
Are you Haitian?
A lipstick lesbian?
No.
Haitian. That's what I call a beautiful lesbian.
Oh,
nice.
Haitian. Oh. Okay.
Haitian, like Anne Haish. I didn't mean like Haitian, like the country Haiti.
That's right. I mean, that's right. You gave her a very good rating.
Haitian. Mm-hmm. Haitian. Well, hello.
Hello. I wanted to call and tell you that the lesbians are here in D.C. are on your side, and I enjoy listening to your show immensely. I'm a new time listener because I didn't know it existed for quite some time until I started dating a woman from Fairfax.
Nobody loves lesbians like this show loves lesbians.
God bless them.
I mean, lesbians are always welcome on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have lesbian sex last night?
After work, yes, actually I did.
Mm, you did. Man. Now, in your relationship, can you tell me, are you the husband or the wife?
Actually, we're what we call switches.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
That means that I freely give and I freely receive, and so does she.
But if I had to stereotype you guys, and that's one of the things I do best, I show stereotypes, would you be the man or the wife in the relationship, in the traditional role?
Probably a touch more on the wifey side.
Yeah, I thought that.
But you switch duty. Sometimes you're the husband
other
and sometimes...
Other things I take charge of and...
You said duty, Buzz.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call. It's always wonderful to hear from a lesbian.
Yeah.
You're not calling for the old strip trivia, are you?
Oh, no. You know, and you missed my call last week because you were playing a game. I used to work at the premier most well-known sex shop in Georgetown. I think you know where I'm talking about.
Buzz, might you know the name of the most premier sex shop in Georgetown?
It used to be called the Pleasure Chest, right?
Well, there's a shocker that Buzz would know the name of that place. Do they have your picture on the wall, Buzz? Do you have the gold card there?
Well, they used to.
I was thinking maybe you bought your dildos there for bobbing for dildos, but...
No, Buzz has another favorite sex store that he goes to all the time.
That's the one.
And
yeah,
Buzz is into those things.
That was my last day. It was the Friday, so...
Oh, well, listen, thank you for the call, Cindy.
Oh, not a problem.
Well, goodbye.
Bye.
I always love talking to a nice, hot lesbian.
Love on the show. Lesbians.
Love that. Listen, tomorrow we will be playing Star Rip Trivia. And I heard something today from our producer, Charlie Broyhill, that I didn't think I'd ever hear him say. We don't need more girls. No. You can never get enough girls. Never get enough girls. We can never get enough girls for strip trivia.
Last I heard, we had 9, right?
Yeah. And did you get a look at him today, incidentally?
Broyhill?
Did you get a look at his new haircut?
No, I haven't. His hair's already short. What can he possibly do to it?
If ever there was a sign from God that I am going to look like an idiot when I get my head shaved on this show on Friday, it was today. It's 5 minutes till 3. Mm-hmm. Mike says to me, hey, I don't feel good.
Right.
I got to go home.
Right.
I said, okay, get well. So immediately I started looking for Broyhill. I said, listen, just want to let you know. Mike's out sick today, so I need the Leah Remini tape, so you got to tell Buzz that he's going to have to step up and take the thing.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm leaving all this on voicemail because Broyhill's not here. He wanders in the studio about 3 after 3, and he says, hey, I understand you've been looking for me. And I said, yeah, where have you been? Getting my haircut. And I was in his haircut. It is the worst haircut I've ever seen. It is close crop.
Yeah.
Makes him look... so gay.
He's got to be bald now. What is it, just like an eighth of an inch long all the way across?
All I know is I looked at that guy's head and I thought, you know, I'm going to look on Friday's show just absolutely pitiful. Broyhill, incidentally, please, if you're listening in the other room, and I hope you're listening to the show, get me Chuck Stossel on the show because I need to know today absolute final decision about the beard.
Today is the day after Charlie talked to his movie friends that he was supposed to let you know if you get to keep the goatee or not.
And when you say movie friends, you don't mean like Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks.
No.
The guy that works the popcorn machine and the guy that scoops the goobers off the floor.
All of them in white Oxford cloth and black vests.
And all of them voting, you know, for me to lose the beard.
Yeah.
Cut his head off, Charlie. He's been so mean to you over the years.
There's some anger out there.
Just cut it off. So Stossel's calling it today. Listen, anyway, strip trivia. Guys, don't call yet.
Right.
Because despite the warnings of the producer of this show, I'm going to hold out for a couple more girls. If we could get at least one more girl, that would give us 10 for tomorrow. That's a nice, nice number.
A nice round number.
Yeah, and then beyond that, you know, that's, if you'll pardon the pun, cherry on top of the sundae. And then beyond that, at some point today, guys, you will be able to call in and register for the strip trivia because that's happening on tomorrow's episode.
They'll get their chance.
Leah Remini last night on the Craig Kilborn show.
Huh?
Leah is a man of her word.
Yes.
She did, in fact, mention our names.
Beautiful.
The Craig Kilborn show. I will tell you this about that show, Buzz.
Yeah.
They apparently are starved for guests because Leah was served up over 4 different segments.
Wow.
Over 4 different segments that included a guy who could put his body through an entire tennis racket.
That's not bad.
That they took out the strings in a tennis racket, and there was this guy that could actually work this thing through his entire body.
There's TV entertainment there. Well, is it because of a lack of guests, or was he, do you think, perhaps smitten by Leah?
Well, they only had 2 guests on the show, right?
They went to they did Bill Maher, they did Leah, they went to the Armenian rubber man, and then they came back to Leah. So I think, you know, they probably could have done. There was also a guy, I don't know if you saw or not, who swallowed a condom, made it come out his nose, and then blew it up with his nose. It was amazing.
It sounds like Craig Kilborn might be taking a cue from this show on how to get some radio.
Truly shocking.
I mean, you know, anytime you got a freak on your show and Leah Remini.
Man, you can't lose.
So Leah's going to be calling. Or I say, Robbie, what's your name? We have to call her.
Yeah, you're supposed to try her.
We have to call her at some point to give her the critique on her appearance. Not only her physical appearance, but how she did on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Also give her the ratings for her TV show last night, King of Queens.
Uh-huh.
We actually did get 2 nice mentions last night. Very quick. I'll be them very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Here now is the first mention.
Oh, good.
Leah is sitting down, I think, for her second segment with Craig Kilborn when she's going to play some dopey game with him. It's like a watered-down Letterman show.
Yeah.
The set is exactly like the Letterman show.
Right.
And he's looking off camera like Letterman does all the time. Mm. And he's got the wacky games.
Right.
So he's setting up some dopey game. And here is where they work our name in for the first time.
Oh, we're back and stop. Balls of fire for Leah Remini, everybody.
Balls of fire?
A ball of fire.
A ball of fire. Well, here are the rules.
Not balls of fire.
I understand you're playing for somebody today. A couple DJs. Who are you playing for?
John and Mike.
John and Mike.
John and Mike.
All right, so that's the first match.
Not bad.
That's perfectly acceptable.
Sure.
It was on like at 1 o'clock in the morning, but hey, CBS is the real network.
Hey, 1 a.m., that's our crowd.
But then Leah comes back in the fourth segment, when apparently they're so strapped for material,
right,
that Craig Kilborn actually starts to ask Leah Remini about the last time she was on our show when we tried to call Tom Shales,
right,
a TV critic for the Washington Post who had written some bad stuff about Kevin James.
I remember.
So here is that conversation.
But This writer, I don't even know the paper. I won't even mention the paper because that's how pleased with him.
Right.
But he said something bad about Kevin's appearance on something.
Uh-huh.
And so I had my friends Don and Mike call to him live the radio show.
Right.
On the radio. And the guy wouldn't take my call. But I was going to say to him, you know.
What were you going to say to him?
I was going to say, you know, how does it feel? You're a critic. I mean, all you do is look for the bad in things.
Right.
All right, at that point, just like when Leah went on that rap with us,
right,
she loses Kilborn. It's like right away, his eyes start to gloss over. He's like, come on, you're not going to call a critic. It's a critic's job to criticize. But
right.
Those are the two mentions. And she was on the show for goddamn 30 minutes last night.
That's great. Those are good mentions.
Oh, and we've got a new intro for her, too. You know how we have the Letterman intro?
Yeah.
Now we have the Kilborn intro.
Okay.
Leah Remini is right over here.
Disco music with Leah came out last night.
Much more concise and I think better music for her.
And as everybody heard on this show yesterday, she was wearing a tight dress that accent her breasticles.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, they actually discussed that at one point during the show.
Oh.
Leah's boobs, because she says that at one point she thinks her boobs are coming out of her dress.
Yeah, she said, here's intrigue, they're taped in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he didn't go with that. He, like, changed the subject.
She
started talking about her boobs, and he goes, hey, that Kevin James, he's a wild guy, isn't he?
Yeah, four segments, and they don't talk about taped breasts. I don't know how he did it.
If you remember, yesterday she was concerned that her underwear was showing, her panties under the tight skirt and
no sign of that. No sign of that. However, you know, Craig Kilborn apparently does a lot more research than this show. Shocker. Because he came up with a fact about Leah that we didn't know.
What?
That she has had her ass sucked. And I don't mean that.
I imagine there's a line.
She gets her ass sucked on this show every time she's on.
Right.
But I mean, like, with a vacuum cleaner to take cottage cheese out of her ass.
Just once or on a regular basis?
He started to ask her. I will ask her. I will follow up his question when she's on this show.
And the other thing I'm wondering, you know, I don't know if we can get this personal with her or not, but this tape that she mentioned, we talked about maybe her not wearing a bra, maybe instead of a bra she wore tape.
Could be.
That's a good question.
Those girls normally wear like Band-Aids or something?
Sometimes
like
they do.
Like at the beach, so if they don't want their nipples to be sticking out.
Exactly,
like
sure.
She's hot. She was great, and she's a man of her word. Absolutely. Give us our mentions, baby.
Yes,
Leah. So call her in just a second.
She's faithful.
Oh, I know what I want to do. Speaking of faithful,
mm-hmm.
Let me call my old lady.
Ah.
My wife, who today is doing her volunteer work.
Oh, that's right.
She's at the Women's Center tonight. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk with her about something. My wife loved Leah on the show yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, normally my wife is not fond of Leah on the show.
Because of the imperfections, I'm guessing?
Yeah, because yesterday was the day that I found out that Leah, although I...
Hi, I'm not on my cell phone.
Hey, Robbie, try my wife at this number right here.
Will you? Can you get her up there?
Yeah.
That's the number right there. Although I am in love with Leah,
sure,
it was apparent yesterday for the first time in this fairy tale world that I have with Leah Remini that really... When you get past all the TV star stuff and how sweet she is and everything, this really, well, it's like someone said to me a long time ago, you know, they're all the same.
That's what
they're
Leah was
all
saying.
The same. Women are just like trains. If you miss one, the next one is just 5 minutes away. And yesterday was the first time that I got a peek into the reality of what it might be like, what maintenance it might be like to be Mr. Leah Remedy.
Leah is saying that, you know, she'd had her thank God and that maybe there was some after effects of that and she was nervous about going on the show. So we saw a little more of the normal
the real Leah.
Human side.
So when I got home last night, you know, the first thing Frieda says to me is, hey, I'm watching King of Queens. Do you want to watch? Now, normally on Monday night, you know, I have to take the tray into the TV room by myself.
Right.
And eat off my knees because I'm the only one that wants to watch the show. She says, no, watch it. They had a new opening. It's a really good episode. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, I'm glad you've warmed up to the show. And she said, oh, no, I loved Leah on your show today. She said, now you finally found out the dream girl's not all that she's cracked up to be.
Yeah, it's true. There were some flaws.
She absolutely loved that. Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, boo-boo.
I'm just talking about how you loved Leah yesterday on this show. But yesterday she was a bit flawed, and you seemed to enjoy that.
Well, I thought she was terrific. I mean, I liked hearing that aspect of her.
See, so she's not quite so perfect.
Frieda, you
don't have her on the line now, do you?
No, not yet.
Because I don't want to say that right to her. But, no, I think that that makes it so I could relate to her, and I liked hearing the room, the bloom off the rose a little bit with her, with you.
Is that the part you liked best, Frieda, or did you also like some of the things she said?
She's still going to be my third wife.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you know that your third wife will be no different from your second
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, I know, just as big a pain in the ass.
No, I like that.
However, here's what I really want to talk to you about, honey. First, how are things going at the Women's Center today?
It's a busy day. It usually is here.
Good.
We have a lot to discuss.
Why? Why do we have a lot to discuss?
No, me and other women.
Oh, good. I like that. I applaud this, that my wife once a week, out of the goodness of her heart, she goes and she gives volunteer time at this place. And then inevitably, when I come home at the end of the day, she realizes that compared to a lot of putzes out there,
right.
You know, that relatively speaking, you know, I'm not that putzy.
Not so bad.
And I also know I have a place to turn if you become that putzy.
Yeah, right, if I start OJ on her.
Right.
And I tell you, I won't OJ you unless you please just listen. That's the whole thing. They just don't listen.
You know, and that's not really the philosophy here. But
I know it's not.
That's just the philosophy in your little
world. You know, as a matter of fact, honey, you know, I just came up with another great perspective here. That in many ways, our relationship is like I'm George Jefferson, who went out to the cleaners every day. Remember, George Jefferson had to go out and work his ass off. Remember,
right.
He had to climb his way up one rung at a time on the ladder. Mm-hmm. And then when he got there, when they lived in a penthouse, that's when Weezy would like do her volunteer work.
Right.
No, because I don't. What was their maid's name? I want that gal living at my house.
Her name was Marla Gibbs in real life.
Right.
And that would mean that Bart would be Lionel.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll tell you, I will give you another wacky Jefferson fact.
You know, Lionel, not like the train system.
That the neighbors, was her name Florence? Was that Florence the maid.
Florence.
Yeah.
Florence the maid. Do you know that our neighbors live directly across the street from us?
Uh-huh.
They are an Oreo couple.
An interracial couple,
yeah.
Just like on the Jeffersons.
Just like on the Jeffersons, except on the Jeffersons, it was the couple across the hall. And their name was who? The Willises?
Yeah. Right.
It was, what were their names, Robbie?
Tom and Helen Willis, played by Roxy Roker, Franklin Cover. Roxy Roker
is the mother of Lenny Kravitz.
No, I want to be her. I want to be Roxy. I don't want to be Wheezy.
Well, too bad, honey, you're Wheezy. You're the Wheeziest.
I want it.
Listen, so this morning, I'm getting up, and I'm doing my errands, and I'm doing the stuff that I have to do,
right.
and I'm watching SportsCenter, and I'm reading the newspaper, and, you know, I thought, geez, I really got to take a leak. So I went out, I opened the sliding glass door, I went out on the deck, stand there, peeing off the deck.
Right.
All of a sudden, I feel a tap on my shoulder. I turn around, you're lucky that you didn't get sprayed, honey.
Oh.
For goodness sakes. I said, what? And she said, what yourself? She said, what are you doing? I said, what does it look like I do?
It was all over the railing.
I said, I am going to the bathroom.
That's not normal.
And this is why I bring this up in this fine forum on this fine stage, ladies and gentlemen, to tell my wife that like I've said before, it is absolutely normal for guys to want to pee off their deck. Honey, we live in a secluded area.
Maybe
nobody
once,
can see.
No, maybe once, you know, maybe at the millennium, once or New Year's Eve or when you've had too much drink or if you're caught short or if it's an emergency and you're in the woods.
Honey,
regular place.
No, listen. You know what I love? I love that dead spot right beneath the deck.
That's normal.
That's your spot. That's the spot you've marked.
That is the spot that, incidentally, over the years, I've seen grow from nickel size to the size of a manhole cup.
And you're proud of that.
Yeah, that's all the grass that I have killed, what with my standing out on the deck.
Yeah.
And she accuses me of being lazy.
She says, you're just too lazy to go to the bathroom. And
I don't think that's it.
And I showed her. I said, look at this. The amount of steps it takes me to go to the deck, open the door, step outside, same amount of steps it would take me to walk to the bathroom. It's not a laziness issue. I enjoy it.
It's a preference.
I enjoy it.
All right, fine. You know, how what would you think if I did that?
And that's what I said to you. I said, you know what? Girls don't do that, but if you want to...
Not all men do that.
Knock yourself out.
Not all men. You would think it was weird. And not all men do that.
Honey, you don't have...
You don't have
the equipment to be able...
I could do... I could do that wherever I wanted.
No, what are you going to do, balance on the edge of the deck? I mean, because you have to squat.
Yeah, well, what do you think they do in Asia?
Okay. Well, maybe they do in Asia.
I mean, that's the way that...
But, honey, they don't have decks. I would have to... Yeah, right. I would have to cut a hole in the deck. I would have to go out there with a saw and cut a round hole in the deck for you to be able to pee off the deck.
Obviously, because, by the way, our deck works and looks, it's not necessary to miss the deck every time you do it.
You cannot tell by looking at our deck where I have gone number one, where I've tinkled. You cannot.
You have gotten the deck.
I know I've gotten the deck. I make no bones about that. But you can't tell. If you were to go out and look at the deck completely dry and say, where is this activity happening, you would not be able to tell.
Well, that's a whole stupid discussion. Because you shouldn't do it, and not every man does it. And you told me...
Real men do it, honey.
That all men do it. And
real men do it.
And I said, no, they don't. You said, well, a lot do. But a lot go to the opera, too. And you don't go to the opera. I mean, you don't have to do it just because it's dumb and a lot of men do it.
I love it. It's one of the few pleasures I have left in life. And please, never, never, never tap me on the shoulder again when I am taking a leak out.
It's dangerous.
Because you're not in a private area, so I can come out and chat with you.
I am in a very private area.
I can bring my book club out there while you're standing.
and I would love to pee on them. out there with their parasols and their little cucumber sandwiches.
I could bring anybody. I could bring a handyman out there to chat with you because you're not in a private sanctuary area.
No, I'm in a private area because it's our home. It's our home.
No, it's home, a common area in our home.
Frida, if you're really curious, Frida, you should go out there with a black light sometime.
Oh, gross.
This is a part of the show where, frankly, I've got to be honest, I miss Mike. Because right now, there's nobody stepping up on this show to say, hey, guess what? I pee outside, too.
I know you, Buzz, you
sit down when you go to the bathroom.
No, I don't do that. And I have gone outside, not on a regular basis, but I've done it.
Yeah, I would do it, too. I can't because of my neighborhood.
Right.
I'm surrounded by people on all sides.
That's my problem.
People would talk. Yeah. There would be discussions. But I can see your point. And you know what? I worked at a Christmas tree stand when I was growing up. Greatest pleasure in the world because when it's cold, there's steam.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And listen, here's the
other people love dragging their Christmas trees home, too.
Like there's not that on the trees already.
Yeah. And just too bad you don't do your show, say, with a co-host as a colleague, because then you'd have something in common.
Listen to this. Listen to what else she says to me. She says, why do you do this? And I said, I can't explain it, but I like peeing off the deck. And she says, do you get excited by this? And I said, I turn around. My thing hanging out of the barn. I said, do I look aroused to you? And she said, well, no. Well, of course, you couldn't if you were aroused.
Mm-hmm.
I said, right. So, I'm obviously not getting some kind of perversion out of this.
And she's known that you've done this for some time.
Yes,
now that,
not a secret.
Frida, now that you've caught him, you're especially steamed.
Not a secret.
I just normally see him stepping out there. And, right. You know, he says he does things. Half the time I don't believe him. I think he's just exaggerating.
I tell you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're not going to meet a more honest person than me, honey. I enjoy crapping off our deck.
Yeah.
I mean, peeing off our deck.
Oh, there's a new revelation.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you're wrong about that. You're wrong.
I am not.
And
I
will bet you that when Leah and I are married...
You see what Leah thinks about that. And I guarantee you my next husband will not do that.
All right, well, maybe Angelo will not do that. But I guarantee you Leah will never tap me on the shoulder while I'm taking a leak off my own deck.
I'm going to call the men I've dated in my life and ask them if they did that.
Please, like Chris Kor?
Yeah.
Please. Okay, well, first off, let's check Chris Kor, okay? Chris Kor, I believe, has female genitalia, okay? Okay. Who else are we going to call?
I'll keep it to myself. But they
Steve,
do that.
Who else? Let's go through the men you dated. There's Steve.
Clem.
There's Chris.
Classy men.
And then there's the big doofus from Jacksonville.
You know, he wasn't a doofus just because he but he was big.
Really?
I'm not making a lewd comment. He was tall.
Really?
Yeah, tall.
I have news for you, honey. All of those guys and the thousands of other, countless other guys that came before me, whose names I do not know, if they were real men, they enjoyed peeing off their deck.
No, I don't think that's
it. That's it.
I think it's connected to IQ.
Oh, please.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, please. Please, I guarantee. Listen, what would you say if I did some research and it showed like an Albert Einstein like peeing off his deck?
So far, all you've got on your side is Rob A. when he worked a Christmas tree stand.
And Mike. Now, listen, Mike's not here, but I know Mike does it.
All right. All right, good.
All right, you know,
okay,
I'm going to make
point
this,
has been proven.
I'm going to make this my quest today to find really smart guys. Robbie, give me the number of Microsoft, please.
Call that guy. Who's that millionaire that called you a week or so ago?
Oh, not the guy who had his picture on the palm?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to call some really smart guy like Bill Gates. Some genii.
That millionaire will call you back and see if he is peace off his deck.
All right, goodbye, darling.
All right, goodbye, boo-boo.
Goodbye.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. That's it. She knows you have a high IQ.
Right.
Next time I'll pee on her.
What'd you think about that? I mean, really, she almost did get peed on.
Yeah, you shouldn't tap on a guy's shoulder when he's doing that.
Scared the crap out of
him. Sure.
You'll pardon the pun. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, Mike, how are you?
Dan, buddy.
Good.
No, I'm Don. Mike's not here.
Oh, Mike, how are you? Just to let you know, I pee off the
deck.
No,
wait a minute, sir.
Yeah.
You keep saying Mike. Mike's not here today.
Oh.
We wish him to get well, but it's Don today.
Oh, okay. Don?
Yes.
And that's Buzz, right?
Right.
Right. Good.
I pee off the deck all the time.
Okay, now you are killing my case here. My wife just said that guys with low IQs are the only guys that pee off their deck. You're killing me.
You're not helping.
Goodbye. Hello. Chris. Christopher.
Yes.
Chris, buddy.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
I do it every night. Two or three times, four times a night.
Good man.
Just for the brisk air outside.
Tell me something. What is your education level?
I'm working on a degree in electronics.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, technically that could, you know, a degree in electronics could mean just about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
This is like when we're playing the secret sound game and trying to decide about somebody. All right, thank you, Chris.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, let me go to Vermont. Here's Matt. Matthew. Matt. All right. Alan.
Yeah.
Alan, buddy.
Yeah.
Alan, Kansas. You do it, right?
You bet.
Oh, Kansas.
Good
sure.
man.
KFH.
Good man. Makes you feel like a real man to do it, doesn't it?
That's right.
Now, do you have privacy where you are?
Yeah, I live out in the country.
Yeah, see, that helps.
Yeah, well, me too.
That makes the difference. Well, see, I don't have that.
I love it. Listen,
actually,
thank you.
Actually, go outside first instead of going to the bathroom, and then you don't have to listen to your wife complain about, you missed the side of the toilet. You didn't lift the lid.
Hey, this guy's absolutely right. Thank you, my friend.
It's a winning argument.
I'm starting a goddamn support group right now. That's what I'm doing. Hold on a second. Let's
Hi, Don.
800-426-9430. Okay. Let me just call Bill Gates very quickly.
You know, I bet he does.
Find out if Bill Gates pees
Welcome
off
to Microsoft
deck.
Sales. If you have the 5-digit extension of the person you wish to reach, press 0 now. For MSN information, please call 1-800-386-5550.
To urinate on that.
Otherwise, please select from these options.
Bill Gates, please.
For information on product support,
no.
Plus 1.
No, Bill Gates.
Speak with the representative about Microsoft in the year 2000.
No.
Plus 2.
Bill Gates.
For product part numbers or pricing, or to purchase Microsoft products.
No, of course not.
Press 3.
Please.
To obtain replacement manuals, disks, drivers.
Is this the number in Seattle, Robbie? That's their 800 listing. I thought that would be the main thing.
To speak with the Microsoft sales representative,
here we go.
Press 5.
There you go.
Please select from the following 5 options.
Gates, Bill.
If you are a Microsoft certified solution provider, press 1. If you are a reseller, press 2.
No, I'm not.
If you represent a business with greater than 100 PCs.
I'm a guy who likes to pee off his deck.
If you represent a business with less than 100 PCs, educational institutions,
okay.
or government.
Oh,
one moment,
three.
Please, while your call is connected.
I just pushed 3.
Your call may be monitored or recorded.
Good. Monitor this.
Thank you for calling Microsoft.
Ah.
All representatives are serving other customers at this time.
Please.
Please hold, and the next available representative will assist you.
This is agonizing. This is worse than calling DirecTV.
Welcome to the age of voicemail.
Jobs. You can even email us your resume.
Oh, my God.
Resume? Use resume, Bill.
Right now.
What, Robbie? Most of the salespeople out on the deck right now.
You're a developer.
It's
you're
that
to find
time.
A treasure of information.
Why don't you see if you can find me a number directly in Seattle?
All right.
Where Bill Gates might actually be.
You know, his house is a lot like Star Trek. He can like walk into a room and say brighter, and the lights get brighter. He can say dimmer, they get dimmer. He can say warmer.
Hi, calling Microsoft. May I take your name and phone number so we could contact you about our customer service?
Yes, hello. My name is Donnie. I'm on the radio right now, and my telephone number is 1-800-275-4277.
All right. Okay, and what is the best time to reach you?
Any day between 3 and 7 East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm calling to ask you a question, my lovely.
Okay.
I have a question about Mr. Bill Gates. Can I speak to him, please?
Well, I don't know how to get direct access to him.
Okay, well, perhaps you could answer my question. I was just having a rhetorical discussion with my wife of 18 years here on the radio about the fact that I, like many men, enjoy relieving myself, just number one, off the deck in my house. And my wife made a very crude comment saying that only men with low IQ do this. And I believe that Bill Gates is possibly the smartest man on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know, does Bill Gates tinkle off his deck?
Right.
Are you asking me, or...
I'm asking if you know.
No, I wouldn't know that.
Would you be able to hazard a guess?
Not even close. I'm not sure.
Really? Have you ever met the man?
No, I haven't.
You've never met him. Would there be anybody in the office you could ask? Would you please? I'm a big Microsoft user.
And where did you say you were from?
I'm from Hades. I've got, like, Microsoft Word Perfect, all that
right.
crap. I've got all of it. Please, will you just ask somebody?
You must be from the East Coast.
Yes. Listen, I want to tell you something. I never pee on windows. Get it? I never pee on windows.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Could you please ask somebody?
Wow, you really broke up my day. That's wonderful.
Honey, this is a serious question.
That's great, because I have to say the same thing 300 to 500 times a day to people, and that's, I mean...
I am drop-dead serious when I say, I'm not doing this for a chuckle. Would you please ask somebody if Bill Gates urinates off his deck?
We really want to find out.
Who else is on the line?
This is my friend Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
Because my other friend, Mike, he's not here today. So you know on the Tonight Show...
We're all lucky then, aren't we?
You know on the Tonight Show how when someone was not there, they'd all move up on the couch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like today then, because Mike's not here, Buzz moves over and sits in Mike's chair.
Are you part of a radio station?
Yeah, honey. What part of this didn't you understand? Well, I said I'm on the radio.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say that just liking to think that they are.
Really?
Oh, really? Well, tell me what you think of this. Do guys like that have sound effects like that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, how about this, baby?
Oh, no.
What do you think of that?
You must be friends with Howard Stern.
No, I'm not.
This little girl has knockers.
Not in the least. Like that guy has, like he has the patent on a fart sound effect.
Oh, no, I wouldn't think so.
Please.
No.
That's public domain, baby. Well, can you answer the question?
No, I can't.
Can you ask? Please? Please?
Really, I'm not supposed to tie up the line.
Oh, please.
But maybe if you told her that we're the best show on radio.
Right. According to Talkers Magazine.
I haven't even given her call letters yet. I haven't even heard this.
We're a national show. We're on about 50 stations. But according to Talkers Magazine, according to J.J. McKay at KGUY in Portland,
mm-hmm.
this is the greatest show on radio.
Where do you emanate from?
We emanate from Washington, D.C., and I do like that 25-cent word.
That's nice.
Can I ask you a question, a personal question?
And what is that?
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Ooh.
Yeah, right, Rob. I got that. You're hot, right? You're cute.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
No. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Mary Lou Henner.
Mary Lou Henner.
That's not bad in her heyday.
Yeah, very cool. Are you in Seattle right now?
Not Seattle.
Where are you right now? Where are you emanating from?
Close to. It's Bellevue.
Are you wearing flannel?
No.
So you couldn't find Bill Gates for us?
No, I could not.
I'm going to put you on record, though. One of the things I do best on this show is taking facts and bending them whatever way I need to win my arguments.
I'm sure you excel at that.
I am going to, thank you, I am going to put you on record that is saying Microsoft says Bill Gates does pee off his deck.
No.
Yes. Since you have not been able to give me an answer either way, I'm going to guess that your silence, your stalling technique, means that indeed he does, and I will be able to win this battle with my wife.
Mm-hmm. Ignorance is bliss at times.
That's right, honey. And you're talking to Mr. Bliss right now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Goodbye. What was that? Oh, that was Rob.
Yeah.
I thought that was a girl on the phone. It was just Robbie making his voice in the background.
She's emanating.
Is she still there?
I think she is.
Hello? Lady? Hey, baby?
No. There she goes.
She is,
Hey.
She's gone.
You broke up her day.
But you heard it.
Yeah.
Bill Gates loves to pee off his deck.
There's the proof.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just wanted to let you know that my father is a college graduate. He's off his deck.
Right, of course. Most brilliant men do.
And he's a mathematical genius.
Your dad and me and Bill Gates, we're all in that same club. Thank you. Hello, Mark. Mark, you're on the air. Hello, Mark.
Don.
Buddy.
Buzz. Robbie.
Hey.
Hey, I know that there's a famous photograph from World War II of General George Patton peeing in the Rhine River. I think that still fits into the category that you're trying to prove.
I don't know if he's necessarily a genius, but he certainly is a man's man.
A great leader.
Military
hold
genius.
I got to interrupt you for a second. Thank you for the call, Mark. Charles Broyhill has just slid into Mike's chair.
Look at this, and put his feet up.
He normally plops down in the third microphone position. How does it feel sitting in the big chair today, Charlie?
It's okay.
What can I do for you?
I just wanted to tell you that I, too, have peed off your deck.
When did you pee off my deck?
Back in the day when I used to house sit. I would pee off your deck.
Thank you. Thank you for that news.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. I can't tell you how that disturbs me. I don't even want to know all the other stuff that you've done in our house when you house sat for us.
Someone else has marked your territory.
For goodness sakes. I bet he didn't pick my spot.
No.
My spot's hard to find.
He's got his own spot.
Hello, Missy.
Yes.
Hey, Missy.
Hello.
Missy, baby.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
We live out in Nooksville and have a pond in our front yard. And my boyfriend has gotten, it's an art. He's got it so he can pee halfway through the pond now. It's got to be a testosterone thing.
Right. Well, most brilliant men with high testosterone levels seem to enjoy doing this. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Take care. Goodbye.
He's the statue, the peeing statue.
All right. Well, and Buzz, I got to get me one of those. Of the little fat kid with the one hand on the top of his head.
Yeah, you can put it on your deck.
Beautiful. One more call. Oh, here's the guy who says he's a smart guy who pees off his deck.
Excellent.
Let's check that out. Bob.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys?
Bob, are you smart?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'll tell you, the reason I'm smart is I'm outside in my backyard walking my dog in pitch dark with 300 acres behind me. Hell, I'm going to pee all over the backyard.
Very good man.
Has to be a deck.
Good man. Thank you.
Who wants to walk inside and pee?
Right. Go outside and pee. I'm with you.
Go outside and pee.
I'm with you.
Inside, I got a flush and toilet. I pay for the well. I got to pay for the well.
Okay.
Oh, give me a headache, for goodness sakes.
Men do that because they can. Women can't do that so easily.
Smart guy. No, my wife says she could.
Really? How would you like it if I did?
Well, you know.
Go ahead. It's a big deck. That might turn me on. Do it. Let me see it. Drop them. Let me see what you've got.
Works for Bob Guccione.
Hey, a secret sound time. Secret sound number 7. And we pushed this one to the max, baby.
That's tough.
$1,000. However, if you're a guy who doesn't pee off your deck, see if you get my intellectual drift here.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to up the ante for you. Either way, we're playing for at least $1,000 right now with secret sound number 7 on the line. If you're the 100th person to call the Rockhead, who I'm positive never pees off his deck, at 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
About it. At some point today, I'm going to call Ken Stevens, that rat.
Right.
And I'm going to ask him what he thinks about this article.
Good. I'll be eager to hear that.
I'm positive he'll have no reaction. Just like everything. Knock him over with a feather. I'm also going to ask him what they're going to do with our show in Baltimore.
What's happening?
I heard today that the company is selling a bunch of radio stations, including the radio station that we're on in Baltimore.
Really?
So maybe that means that we'd go from AM to FM in Baltimore.
That'd be good.
I don't know. I just got the ratings in from last night's TV shows.
Yes.
King of Queens did fine.
Okay.
We have nothing to worry about. They got a 9.3 and a 13 share.
As you predicted.
But the Regis show, listen to this.
What now?
At 8 o'clock, they had a 15.7 and a 26 share.
Whoa.
At 8:30, it moves to a 17.8 and a 29 share.
That's unheard of.
That's like when there were only three networks.
Right.
When you only had three choices to watch every night on TV, those are the types of ratings you had.
People are starved for entertainment.
I guess I said it yesterday, and I'll say it today. I'm off that bandwagon.
Yeah.
I'm past it.
America's not, though.
I didn't even watch that stupid show last night. I lied.
I stopped.
I watched it for a second.
You did.
I turned it on. Yeah, I turned it on.
You're not over it.
Guilty pleasure. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I can tell right now because your radio is up so loud that I'm going to at least have to double this jackpot. What is your name? Turn it down, please.
Hello. Hello. Yes.
Christ's sake. What's your name?
Brad.
Brad, check out the big brain on Brad. Brad, where are you from?
Virginia.
Okay, Brad, I'm going to go big with you, Brad. Brad, you've won the Austin Powers 2 prize pack. Today, you can buy or rent Austin Powers 2, Spy Who Shagged Me at Blockbuster. They have it guaranteed in stock. Enjoy it, please. Brad.
Yeah.
Tell me, are you out of breath, Brad?
No.
You just always breathe into the phone?
Yeah.
What you doing, dude?
I'm playing the Sega.
He's not
Sega.
Sure. You're playing the Sega. What are you playing?
Playing NFL 2K.
Now, I just want to say that there's a chance that this guy's just pretending to be dumb.
Yeah, I guess
so that I will up the ante with him.
Yeah.
Are you just playing with me? You're playing possum with me?
Maybe, yeah. Something like that.
I don't know, Don.
You know what? Buzz?
Yes?
No pain, no gain. You never get a great reward unless you're willing to make the sacrifice.
That's what they say.
I feel confident enough that you are enough of a dullard that I will go five times the amount. And you will play for $5,000.
Oh!
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to prove to me that you're not a dullard?
Your money's safe.
I'll play you the... would you like a hint?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I love it. Thank you. I love when everybody's playing along with this. Now, here's a hint just for you.
Caller, it's not a stapler.
Right?
It's not a soda can opener.
Right.
It's not unloading a gun,
a right?
briefcase latch, chopping
right?
a fruit or vegetable,
right?
any kind of door lock, or your mama's head banging against a headboard.
Yes,
thank you.
That's the one I like. Now, we're going to play you the sound and give you 15 seconds to think about it. Buzz, may I ask that you would please sing like Paul Lynn today?
I'll try.
No, that's not the correct answer, Buzz.
Well, I see. I've never actually heard Paul Lynn sing.
Well, Buzz.
You've got bad breath, Buzz.
I'm going to try it.
Okay, make it happen,
all
Buzz.
Right.
Come on. Be
you
a player
it.
Today.
You got it.
Here you go. Spotlight on Buzz. Play you the secret sound now. We'll give you 15 seconds. Don't answer until Buzz sings like Paul Lynn and Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
You know, in many ways, Buzz, this is like playing a game of poker,
right?
And every day we do this contest, and I'm playing poker with the listeners, I'm betting $5,000 that this guy really is sitting at home. Oh, that's awful. Awful, that's awful.
I think that's how Paul Lynn would do it.
I am betting $5,000 that this guy really is sitting on his ass playing a video game.
Yeah, sure.
What is secret sound number 7?
It is a knife cutting through an onion and then the knife hitting the cutting board.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, my God. I should have gone.
Oh, weird stuff.
I should have gone times a million.
Play Short School Bus the hint once more.
Okay. Oh, is that in our hint?
Play the hint.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, well, it's not fruit or
vegetable. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me...
Caller. It's not a stapler.
Not a stapler.
Not a soda can opener.
Soda can opener.
It's not unloading a gun.
A
briefcase latch. Chopping a fruit or vegetable. Any... Door lock or your...
I didn't even realize that.
You know, sir, every guess... including the hint, is a clue for you.
It's not a fruit or vegetable.
An what onion? Is an onion?
What is an onion?
It's a plant.
Oh, no.
Whereas the vegetable just stays at home and plays Sega.
God.
Right.
Enjoy your video game, my friend.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ. There was the guy I should have gone the mother load with.
Oh, you could have easily.
That's the guy that I should...
You really could
One
have.
Day, really, I'm going to go like to... $100,000 just to flip Ken out.
An onion is not a vegetable.
Should have done it. Oh, my God.
An onion.
Unbelievable.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, next time we'll play again, and maybe I'll up the ante again. Now, do you guys have Chuck Stossel online? Oh, beautiful. Okay, we're going to get an answer now to the question. Charlie Stossel, the movie man, making a rare midweek appearance on the show. As you know, I lost a bet to Charlie.
Once married, twice shy, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
I lost a bet to Chuck, and I'm going to shave my head.
Right.
But I want to know if he's going to let me keep my beard. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Don.
Listen, I want to tell you something. That movie Dogma?
Yeah, I heard that you liked it.
Oh, not liked it. Loved it.
The Buddy Christ.
Loved it. Charlie, I mean, loved that movie like I haven't loved a movie. And I was telling Frida, I can't think of the last time I went to a theater, and I'm so jacked to tell everybody that I know to go see a movie as I am with Dogma.
I am thrilled to hear that. You actually liked something that I liked. What a rarity.
You know, I think you sold it short.
Well, you know how it is, the tedious plot summaries, And whenever I really hype up something like The Insider...
Well, that movie is a piece of crap.
No, that's a great movie. And, you know, you generally then shoot it down every other way, and then you come back and say how wrong I was on Monday. Well, you know, I'm careful about things like
that.
You
love heated.
Give you a prop. You're right. That's that dogma. Now, that's a great movie.
Good. Glad that you liked it.
But more importantly...
Yeah, I know. It's important to you.
Did you have a chance to talk with your friends at the popcorn stand?
I believe at the beginning of the show they were described as the ones who put the butter on everything and
clean up
the floor and...
The guys who sell Twizzlers.
Right, and then the black vest. Yes, Don. I got tons of phone calls. My phone was ringing off the hook all weekend.
Was it really?
Absolutely not. I didn't get one call.
Oh, you got no calls?
No, not really.
Huh. None of your movie friends called you?
God, you put it that way, you make it sound such a fag.
So you got no feedback at all?
No, I got a little bit by Monday.
Okay, Charlie, the question I have for you now is really serious.
Okay.
Do I get to keep the beard or not?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Wow, you're killing him, Charlie.
A bastard. You're just a bastard.
Well, we can always do what
just
said on Friday.
Just a bastard. What's that?
Which is, I'll look and see how you look with it shaved. With the head shaved. And if it looks good enough, I'll let you keep the beard.
He's telling you there's still a chance.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what kills me, Buzz? I'll tell you what kills me.
Right.
Indecision.
I hate the
not knowing.
If it's killing you that much, then plan on shaving it. And
okay,
maybe
I shall.
A pleasant surprise.
I shall. Okay, you son of a bitch. Hey, were you on Channel 7 last night?
Yeah.
Why were you on Channel 7 last night?
There was a story they're doing about cell phones in movie theaters.
Ah. And did they introduce you as Charlie Stossel, movie man whose wife left him for another woman?
No, they...
Did they introduce you as Charlie Stossel, man who's been on a radio show and has no gratitude at all and still will not let the guy who hired him keep his beard?
I tried to get them to print all that at the bottom of it, but they wouldn't let it all fit.
At any point, did my name even come up in the Channel 7 interview?
They didn't ask, but next time the Channel 7 and talk to us, which is actually quite a bit. I'll be sure to bring you up.
All right, thank you, Charlie.
All right, Don.
I will see you Friday, Chuck.
I'll be there.
All right, bye. Merciless.
The mother chucker.
Yeah.
You know what? I shouldn't have been so generous to the guy on Friday.
No.
When I had him cowering, when I had him crying like the girl that he is, when he came into the studio and he was all upset and he had butterflies in his stomach.
He was worried.
That's what I should have said to him. You know what? I really am going to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you let me keep the beard. But no. Heart of gold.
I'm not looking forward to this either.
Heart of gold. Well, it's going to happen Friday. Screw it. It's happening.
Mm.
To deal with it.
Too bad.
Friday. Big show. Big carnival show.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, now, please.
Not nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, my caller 100?
Oh, see, these are all residual contest players. No, we already did that. We already had a genius on the line, my friend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Another candidate.
No, I am caller 100.
No.
No,
Jesus
sorry.
Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi, what do you want?
I love to pee off my deck. I swear, it's like in being in touch with nature.
Finally, I'm speaking to another man of rare intelligence.
Because there are things that women just don't get. And I'm not saying that, you know, men get everything about women. Women don't understand. We're not just arguing with them all the time. It's just this connection with nature, especially in the wintertime, in the darkness. My parents have a great deck. The steam, it's cold. You're bristling hair on your arms. It's amazing.
I'll tell you, you actually...
That's right.
You're coming very close to making an erotic-sounding thought, but yes, you're right. So thank you, my friend.
But, and while I'm here, how about Trip Trivia?
No, guys, wait.
No,
I'll tell you when to call, not now,
not
please.
Yet.
Hold on. At some point, very soon, though, we will open up the lines for the guys. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's up? Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, we're here. What?
What? I wanted to see if they heard about Kathy C. on the Later Today show.
You're talking to them.
Hello. What about Kathy C.?
Donna, well, did you hear her reaction to... She was being grilled about, the fact that they were not going to...
He's organized his thoughts.
Just a minute.
Tell me something. Is an onion a vegetable?
Hey, I was wondering, next time you guys go out in California, I was wondering if you guys would like to come over and...
Moved on to another subject
okay,
now.
All right.
Short attention span as well.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. I was seeing on a hedge in a shopping center as a paper carrier, and I killed one hedge after another, one bush right on down the line. Took me about 15 days on each bush. Every morning, I'd save it till I got there.
You know, Buzz, I've moved past this topic, but it's obvious that America still wants to talk about this.
Man, and I'm over 60 years old.
Wow.
Are you really?
Yes, sir. Born in 38.
Really? So you mean you can... I'm surprised that... When you get to be that old, does it like your prostate back up and stuff?
Hell no. I've got a great prostate, but I got a wife that's nearly 20 years younger than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Well, that and peeing outdoors.
You have to take the Viagra?
No. Hell no. She's a fox.
So you still get natural boners?
Absolutely.
Really? And how old are you?
62 in this coming July.
62.
Congratulations, sir.
When's the last time you were with your wife?
This morning.
You know what I mean. I mean with her.
This morning.
This morning.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes.
62. You do everything, right?
Absolutely.
You don't do it in the bad place, do you?
No.
Okay, good man. Good man. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, goodbye.
Guy had his own shooting gallery.
I love it when old guys call the show.
Yeah.
Oh, and he tripped off the alarm. I see. 25 milligrams. Right. Guaranteed erection. Oh, I hate these guys. I really do. Walking proud is a peacock. This is worse than the Nancy Kerrigan thing.
You can't beat the radio parody songs, huh?
Swear to God. I know I said it.
You said it.
No, this is going to drive the audience away.
But you said
I'm vomiting.
You set off the Kerrigan.
You know what that sound is? That is the sound of radios across America being turned off. Oh, Jesus.
Kerrigan. On your hat or wax up on the kneecap.
Kneecap.
Thinks her bodyguard will take the whole rap.
The whole rap.
That's
two words you never want to say on this show. Viagra? Or Viagra?
Right.
Or Kerrigan.
They're both awful words. Don't say that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's your favorite receptionist in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah. Oh, Allison.
There you go. I'm so happy you remembered my name.
Allison, I thought you were going to send us a naked picture of yourself.
I did.
When did you send us a naked picture?
I sent you things about Ellen and Anne, and then I sent you a naked picture.
A naked picture of you?
Mm-hmm.
Really? When did you send this photo?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, come on.
No, I swear I did.
Robbie, did we ever get a naked picture of the receptionist at our station in Vermont?
I never saw it.
No, come on, Allison.
I did, but that's not why I called. I called to tell you I love to pee off the deck.
Really?
Swear to God. If the bathroom's full, I'll go right outside, honk my ass right over the... Oof, I didn't mean to say that one.
Over the rail? Okay.
Over the railing and let it rip.
That is a perilous situation, Allison.
No.
I mean, really, you run the risk of like... You know, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
I was a gymnast, so I won't fall.
Wow.
Really?
Gymnast. So you pee off your deck.
Uh-huh.
You really sent us a naked picture of yourself? You swear to God you did.
I swear to God I did.
I wonder who intercepted that.
All right. I haven't seen it. Yeah, I wonder.
It closed on the envelope.
What
it
was
said,
that?
Do not, it said, on the envelope, it said, do not bend. Pictures enclosed.
Oh. Was it a professional picture or one you took yourself?
I didn't take it, but I didn't have it done either.
Hmm. Well, now explain that. If you didn't take it and you didn't have it done.
Somebody took it, but it wasn't me.
Not a professional.
It wasn't a professional.
Oh, was it a friend?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can you describe the picture?
No.
Oh, please?
No.
Please?
No.
Please?
No.
Maybe please?
Okay, all right. Well, I'll check with our producer. We've not seen it yet.
Well, he's probably got it.
Charlie, this is Allison, the receptionist from the station in Vermont. She says she's in as a naked picture.
I have never seen it.
Hmm. Allison, send us another then.
All right.
Okay.
I'll get the negatives.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, brother. Lovely, lovely woman,
yeah.
We've been told.
I bet she's a party girl.
And off the deck.
I bet she is. That's another situation. I wish I was Charlie Broyles' penis. I'd be in my car right now driving to Vermont. Just a little penis driving a car. Hello, I'd be like Tommy Lee. I'd be driving a boat to Vermont. It's my penis. I'd be Charlie Broyles' penis.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mike and Buzz?
Okay.
No.
For the last time,
Mike is not here today.
I met Don. I'm nervous. It's my first time calling.
Okay, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Don't worry.
Say, hey, baby.
Oh, yes, right.
A lesbian from Baltimore calling who also loves your show and listens every single day.
All right, obviously. Well, thank you. What do you
want? The reason I'm calling is because the Kathy C. interview was on tonight on Dateline, and they showed an excerpt from it.
Right.
On later today, where she said that the women working in her shop should be grateful they're making 60 cents an hour.
Did she really? Is she quoted saying that?
She is quoted saying that.
Oh, Christ. You know, she just doesn't know when to shut up. I wonder if she's doing it just because Regis is getting so much attention.
Well, let me just say, as a not an SLA spokesperson for the lesbian community, but we hate her, too.
Very good.
Oh, it's not only a straight male thing.
Another lesbian.
Lesbians are smart.
We
do love lesbians.
Yes, we are.
I wonder, really, if she is... You know that the attention that Regis has gotten has to bother her. And you know that when he gets off doing that dumb talk show with her, that he says, look at this, baby. A 29 share. Not since Jack Benny has there been a 29 share. And she just has to take it.
Sweatshops, here's a subject that hasn't been in the news. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's thinking about it. And all of a sudden, Kathy Lee pops up to say, hey,
right.
I'm okay.
Well, she's an attention hound. So if it's not about her children or her famous husband who cheats on her every chance he gets, she's going to have to draw the spotlight back to herself.
And I read here she's defending herself. On this Dateline show, she's defending herself by attacking Michael Jordan and Jacqueline Smith. She says they don't even bother to check on their clothing that's made in sweatshops.
Well, who gives a rat's ass?
Exactly.
Right. But she does. But she does say that the girls that work in her factory deserve 60 cents an hour.
She said it would be a wonderful place if they could make $2 an hour, but they should be lucky working 11 days. They're thankful that they're working 11 hours a day, making 60 cents an hour.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, my.
Ooh, Jay.
Oh.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I need some Otterway.
Okay.
Aubrey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm old Joe here, Don, Don and Rob, eh?
Don and Mike. How about Joe here? How about Joe here?
How are you all?
Hello, how about Joe?
Well, I'll tell you, remember that guy that I met at the garage? And I brought him backstage. You got pictures with him.
There's so many men.
Joe, I don't remember. You know, you've had
so many men, so little time, I know.
So many gay boyfriends. No, but actually, I do remember this guy. This was the guy who used you
to get your pictures.
To get backstage, to get pictures taken with us at our Las Vegas title show in D.C.
I remember.
But you know what? He got fired from his job the next day.
Did he, Joe?
Yes, he did.
Why is that?
Because he was gay and they didn't know he was gay. He works in a redneck environment.
Oh, my. Well, how did he get outed, Joe?
That's on the show, being Homo Joe's boy toy.
Well, now, how was that known? Because we never gave out his name, did we?
No, but there was a couple of people in his office that were happened to be in the studio in the audience.
Oh, from the Las Vegas appearance?
Yeah, Las Vegas appearance. So I'm trying to help the guy get a job now.
Well, now,
that's amazing.
You know, you're very compassionate, Joe, but frankly, this is a guy who used you, burned you. Did you ever have gay sex with this guy?
No.
You did not?
We were going to get there, but it never happened because of this all transpired.
What happened to the last guy that you drug into the studio? The guy that you did have gay sex with? The guy?
I took him to a curb. Vince?
Yeah, Vince, the guy who you had gay sex with and then...
Found out he was married.
Then found out that he was married to a girl when he got drunk one Friday night. Whatever happened with young Vince?
He's kicked to the curb. He's moved on.
Kicked to the curb.
What does that mean?
He and I are no longer an item.
You're done with him.
I'm done. Toss him to the curb. You know, I have to write a book how many men I've had the past few years.
Next. Hold on. I got a side bet right now. And I'm serious. And, Joe, I want the real answer.
Yes, sir.
How many men Homo Joe has been with? Because you know, I'll tell you this about homosexuals. Very promiscuous they are. Okay, and I'm going to count. Wait, because Joe was active way before they invented the hippie.
Yeah, Joe, how long have you been out?
Since I was 47 now, and since I was, 28.
Okay.
Wow.
So we're talking roughly
20 years.
20 years of Milky Way buttocks.
Oh, my.
Okay, I'm gonna guess pitching, not catching.
Right.
And Joe, I swear to God, I want the real answer, okay?
I will give you the real answer. I will not lie to you guys.
Oh, my God.
It might hurt, but I'm...
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
I bet it hurts. I'm going to bet, and I mean this seriously, that Homo Joe has had gay sex with 500 men. Robbie?
Well, that averages out to 240 months. And I'll say that he probably averaged one a month, because I'm sure some, you know, were once a month types, and then I'm sure he had hot streaks as well. So I'll guess 240.
Buzzy?
I'm going to say 1,000.
Now, Broghill, you wanted... Let's bring Broghill and Rockhead in. This is a most excellent contest. How many men has Homo Joe had gay sex with?
I figured 50 a year.
Okay. Charlie? And it's quite apropos with your new gay haircut. How many men do you think Homo Joe...
You know, I almost said F you without the F.
What is your answer?
What is the time span?
20 years.
Roughly 20 years.
Wilt Chamberlain was 20,000?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say 2,500
men. This is maybe the greatest contest we've ever
had.
All right, well, then the guesses are 500, mm-hmm. 240, 1,000, mm-hmm. and 2,500. You know, this is like playing The Price is Right.
It is.
Joe, can you tell us now what is the correct answer? How many men have you had gay sex with?
255.
I am on stage with Bob Barker.
That is awesome. Robbie, you would be the winner.
That's terrific.
You're underneath.
Yeah.
You're underneath.
If we all so overbeat, you'd have to just guess one guy, Bob.
So to speak.
Wow.
240. How many? 255?
255.
10-7 relationships.
255. Who counts? I mean,
now that's an estimate, right, Joe?
Yes.
How many of the names could you roll off the top of your head?
Oh, God. Bill, Vernon, Rupert, Gary, Jim, John, Harry, Mark, Mike, Kevin.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll stop there. That's enough.
Bumper,
you could name them all, right?
I could probably name them all.
All right. Goodbye, Homo Joe.
Have a great one. I've done.
Yes.
Do you want me to do a fast forward of Dennis Murphy drag for the... Las Vegas style show?
Yeah, for the show this week? Absolutely. But cut all the dull part out of that.
I'll fast forward it real quick, and I'll put the snoring in there, too, and it'll be all on one tape.
Beautiful. All
okay.
Right. Thank you, Homo Joe. Thank you.
Bye. Goodbye.
255
guys. A lot of men.
255. Okay, hold on. Mike is on the phone.
Ah.
He's too late for the bet now. Hey, you're too late for the bet.
I was going to guess 3,000.
The answer is 255.
I also wanted to let you know I'm coming in.
All right. Glad to hear it.
The area is gone.
Oh, excellent. Glad to hear it.
I am on my way, and I am damn mad that I didn't get in on the bet.
Maybe the best bet we've ever had.
Yeah.
What was the final answer?
255.
He's lying.
No. No, that was the answer.
He's got to be lying.
Oh, you're saying he's lying.
Yes, Joe is lying.
Why would he?
That's what I heard.
Said to me, I'm really cramping up bad.
It's not fun.
I said, okay. I'll play the Monica tape for you. You know that special tape we have.
Oh, good.
A quick break, and then we'll be back. Oh, next, we're going to call Leah to evaluate her performance last night on Craig Kilborn. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is soon to be our new weekend station in Philadelphia.
Ah.
WYSP. We have a brand new deal. Oh, we want to thank all of our current affiliates that I had a call today from Larry, our guy at Westwood One.
Hold on for a second. Let me check and see if his assistant is not answering. Who's calling, please?
This is Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yes, very important. Two very important men in the broadcast business. Can you tell them that one of us has bad diarrhea?
Is he familiar with the name?
Yes, ma'am. Vaguely.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Oh, bitch.
Anyway, we have a weekend show.
Right.
It's going to be starting. We're going to be in many cities that we don't currently broadcast to, like this city right here, Philadelphia.
And the affiliates are now embracing it?
Yes.
Cousin Ed.
Every station except for two.
Oh, that was creative.
Out of the 56 stations that we have is going to be airing the weekend show.
That's great.
Plus, we're going to be on in L.A. and New York and Chicago and Philly and Detroit and Boston and San Francisco.
That's cool.
Hello. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Don.
Ken, hi.
Hello, Mike.
No, Mike has diarrhea.
Hello, Don.
Mike is not with me now, but he is feeling better and he's on his way in. Here's why I'm calling you, Ken. Good afternoon to you.
And to you.
Ken Stevens, general manager at WJFK, Washington, D.C. Ken, are you familiar with Talkers Magazine?
Talkers?
T-A-L-K-E-R-S.
Yeah, I see it once in a while.
Talkers Magazine, the Bible of talk radio and the new talk media.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Well, I'm just reading what it says.
The slogan.
Frankly, up until this week, Ken, I probably would have wiped my butt with this magazine. But there is an article this week
by the general manager of the station that runs our show in Portland, Oregon. Would you like to hear parts of this article?
Sure.
Okay. And while I'm reading this to you, maybe you could just think of an article that you could write that would be nearly as great. Do you know that this lady wrote a whole opinion page about how great our show is?
Really?
Yes.
Greatest show in America, she called it.
No, the greatest show on radio, Buzz.
On radio.
The headline says, the greatest show on radio. Oh, listen, he's laughing already.
Yeah.
By J.J. McKay, KGUI, Portland, owner. I won't go through the boring stuff about her history of radio and stuff. But she says, I sigh when I watch the Actors Studio on the Bravo channel, where actors are applauded for their craft, wishing radio could be more like that. But it's not, which is why I get so excited when talent are able to transcend this messy process and become radio gods. I became even more pleased when I could have this talent on my radio station. The talent I'm referring to is the most perfect radio show on the air today. The Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have any exposure to this show until about a year ago when I was kicking around the idea of doing this Guy Talk format. In listening to painful air checks of Howard Stern wannabes, I listened to Don and Mike and fell in love. Don and Mike have a chemistry that makes Mark and Brian seem like one-dimensional caricatures. I am totally addicted to these guys. It is no small wonder they are number one in Washington, D.C. Now I will try to explain why Don and Mike are the radio gods they are. And I won't bore you with this, Ken, but she gives us four paragraphs of grade A ass-kissing. I mean, she likes the realness of the show. She likes the telephones. She likes Mike's impressions. She likes the sound effects. She likes Newsman Buzz and the supporting cast.
Hey.
Then she goes on to end this article. My only beef, why a show this good is not getting cleared on bigger and more stations.
Uh-huh.
Why is this show Westwood One's dirty little secret? When I sell advertising for my station, Guy Talk, I tell my potential advertisers to just listen to this show. Their response is always, that is great radio. While Howard Stern rants on about how great he is on the air, Don and Mike quietly go about their business of being the greatest show on radio today. And I left out all the ass-kissing stuff, like about how smart I am running this show,
right.
and how funny Mike is.
Mm-hmm.
I left out all that stuff. What is your comment to that, Ken?
I'm speechless. I mean, I agree with her.
How come you never say these things?
Because you charge me more money. But...
No, we have a deal with you.
Yeah.
How come I never open up a newspaper and see you saying anything good about us?
Nobody asked. I don't know.
Okay,
I would say the same thing if somebody asked me.
Okay, well, apparently nobody asked this lady because she wrote this. This is an opinion column. Can you see yourself ever...
Yeah, I think she writes... Doesn't she write for that magazine?
I don't know.
Regularly? I mean, I don't subscribe to it, but I've seen her. I've seen her say good things about you before.
Oh, really?
Not to that extent, but.
And you've never brought that to our attention?
No, of course not.
You don't think that would be nice for us to know there's somebody out there that actually likes what we do?
I thought you knew that.
Who likes what we do?
Everybody.
No, but I mean, at CBS, do you like what we do?
Of course.
Okay. Do you think that
Westwood One likes what you do? Right.
Let me ask you. Do you think I am amazing at phones? Do you think I am able to let you, the listener, know when the caller's a complete idiot while still being polite to that poor soul? Have you ever said to me...
I don't know about the polite part.
Have you ever said to
me... That's what I agree with.
Have you ever said to me that no one's better at phone calls than me? Have you ever said to Mike that he owns impersonations and a command of the language?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever said to Mike that his sense of timing and comedy is impeccable? Have you ever told me that I have a command of sound on the air, that the drops, music, and recurring voices are engineered so well it is candy to the ears?
Candy to the ears?
Yes. Have you ever told me that the opening of our show sets up the mood and momentum, yet it is not overproduced, almost like a well-done college radio show? Have you ever said that to me? Have you?
Well, maybe not in those words.
Okay. See,
he wants to hear that.
Well, I just want you to know that there's somebody out there who appreciates
you. Mm-hmm.
Somebody does. And her name is J.J. McKay. And she's the general manager of our station in Portland.
And she says it loudly and proudly.
Right. So, how many copies of this would you like?
Well, I think obviously that your network should make a sales piece out of that, right?
Okay, well, I'm more interested in what my general manager thinks.
Oh, yeah.
How many copies would you like? Would you like one for Roz and one for Douglas?
Sure. Originals would be good.
How about a copy that you could keep in Roz's Boxster?
Roz doesn't have a Boxster. That's...
Yes, she does. Yeah, she not, don't lie to me. Don't you know what I did a couple weeks ago?
What?
When Roz, I told you this. When Roz came over to have brunch with Frida, I taped them. And I know that for her 50th birthday, you bought your wife a Porsche.
Wait, isn't taping someone without their knowledge illegal?
I never played it back on the radio.
Even so.
I am just reporting on this.
I think I have grounds for a lawsuit.
Well, no, I think that you, frankly, bought your wife a Porsche. And I would like to know if you would like a copy of this article to put in your Porsche. I guess my point here is that apparently you have no problem rewarding your wife for years of loyal service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking for a Porsche. If Mike was here, if his diarrhea wasn't so bad,
right,
he wouldn't be asking you for a Porsche. Ken, all we're asking for is a half-page editorial in a major industry newspaper. Is that too much to ask?
But you see, if I did that,
yeah,
it would just appear to be self-serving. I mean, I'm not a disinterested party. Now, here's somebody who takes your show as an affiliate. She's much more believable when she says it than I would be, right?
Mm. See, he does have some answers.
Yeah.
But still, Ken, we'd like to see some. Let me ask you about something else.
Mm-hmm.
Is the company selling the station in Baltimore, Ron?
No.
I heard that today.
Yeah, well, don't believe everything you hear or read. No.
Really?
Mm. That's incorrect.
What about this station that we're on now changing frequencies?
No.
And that's not true either?
No.
Huh.
No.
Really? You're not just mad because I'm bringing that up now and you're just trying to weasel out of it?
No. I hadn't heard that one. I heard the story about selling our station in Baltimore, which is completely untrue.
Really?
Yeah, but I hadn't heard that we were changing frequencies. What frequency are we changing to?
94.7.
Well, what's there now?
You know that bad. You know what's there now, that bad rock station. I heard that they're selling a bunch of stations. And then in Baltimore, they're selling JFK AM, and they're saying selling WXYV, or whatever that station is. And then they were going to sell WJFK, but before they sell it, they're going to move the format to 94.7, and then they're just going to sell crappy WJFK with its crappy signal.
Hmm. Oh. Well, that isn't even close to being accurate.
Okay, well,
where that story started is with the idea that when the big CBS-Viacom merger happens,
right,
that we will end up owning too many radio stations in Baltimore and Washington,
yes,
to satisfy the current FCC regulations.
Right.
But that's only because currently people are looking at the regulations incorrectly.
So are you?
We don't own too many stations in Washington and Baltimore.
So you would.
It's a complicated set of guidelines between radio and television and what you can own and what you can't. And Baltimore and Washington are so close together.
So you're saying that everybody at WJFK Jr., JFK Jr. in Baltimore, that their jobs are safe?
Correct.
Without equivocation, their jobs are safe.
Absolutely.
Oh. That station will not be sold.
It will not be sold.
There you have it.
All right. Well,
nor are we moving to 94.7.
And frankly, I was excited about both of those rumors because I thought maybe we'd get on a better station in Baltimore.
Right.
And frankly, you know, let's face it, the signal that we're on now here in D.C., 106.7, stinks. I mean, if we were on 94.7, we'd kill with that. But I guess if both of those rumors are incorrect, oh, well.
Sorry.
Yeah. And I've just realized that tonight I won't be getting into a Porsche Boxster when I leave the radio station. I'll just be getting into my pedestrian four-door sedan.
Buddy, don't believe everything you heard on that tape of yours either.
So for your wife's 50th birthday, you did not buy her a Boxster?
I did not.
Really?
I'd like to deny that.
Are you denying that? Hi, Mike.
Hello, Don. How are you?
Are you denying that? Like you're denying the fact that the company has sold the Baltimore station?
No, the fact that the company is not selling the Baltimore station is true.
Ah, okay. Knew it. Sorry. Yeah, I knew you bought that for Roz.
Yeah, of course he did.
Okay. Thank you, Ken.
Michael, you feeling better?
Well, Ken, I was having a bout with diarrhea and thinking of you the entire time.
But now, fortunately, I'm much better, thank you.
Good.
That's the kind of pro I am, Ken.
Well, if anything else I can do for you, you let me know.
I thought really that Mike was going to cramp in his pants at about 5 minutes until three. What with the with the cramping and stuff that you were experiencing?
Yeah, it's not anything that's viral. This is something that with the new diet I'm on, I'm taking this colon cleanse stuff. And it started yesterday, and then today it was just, it was more severe than it needed to be. But it's not viral. It's not like I have stomach ache or anything. It's just I couldn't.
Oh, you look like you were cramping up,
and
though.
I know I'm a little peaked. That's because I spread it up the stairs. But, no, I'm doing fine. I'm doing
three
fine.
Three more pounds gone, though, too, probably.
That's true, and that's a good thing. That is a truly good thing, and I got a chance on my drive-in to listen to your incredible words of support for us.
He had nothing to say about this. I didn't read him all the J.O. stuff in here, all
absolutely.
The great stuff about us. Mm-hmm. I just gave him the bare bones, and he was like, oh, interesting.
I wish Pontius Pilate was around, and you were his assistant, so you could rationalize his behavior, too.
You know,
thank you.
I think what we ought to do is give her the show for free now.
I think what we ought to do is get Porsche boxers for everybody.
I think everybody on the staff. Absolutely.
Think, you know, maybe you go out and buy four, five, six of those cars for everybody.
In a rainbow of colors.
And I'm including Mike Rocket in that. Why not?
Well, you get him the toy version. You get him the little one, the battery-operated version.
All right, goodbye, kid.
Hey, Mike, has he ever played you a tape that he made at his house? Because I think I have a lawsuit.
No, I'm not aware that any tape was ever made, Ken. I think he's making that all up.
Gee, Ken, well, how would I know then? That you bought your wife a Porsche Boxster for her 50th birthday.
Well, you don't. But
how would I?
See, I was just trying to save the litigation. Yes,
right.
he told me every detail of the tape.
And how would I know that you were having your basement flooded? And how would I know that you're having to have your front yard torn up? I'm telling you, I taped their wives. Ken, does the FCC?
I knew no good could come of that.
Ken, tell me something. Does the FCC have a limit on how many Porsche Boxsters you can buy your wife?
I gotta go now.
I know you do. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And still,
hey,
no words of love.
He came in just in time for the victory, though.
I drove extra fast.
Punch.
I drove extra fast once you had the boss on the phone. You know, I wanted to. It was right. My goal to make it in before the end of this segment, just so the boss would know that I was here.
Okay. Were you feeling okay?
Oh yeah. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't feeling okay. I just, it. All of a sudden, I ate a couple of pieces of cheese, and that's what you feed a dog when
right.
when the dog has the runs. But I'm feeling much better. It's just, if there is any feeling of gas,
yes.
I can never trust that any longer for the rest of my life.
Oh.
I got you. I mean,
well,
really?
You have to change your undies?
Well, that was part of the equation.
Oh. Joining us now on the phone from Portland
yes.
is the lady who wrote that article about us. Coincidentally, is starting, frankly, to become a pest. This is now the second day in a row she's called us.
Best pest in the world.
Yes,
yeah.
Hello, J.J. McKay.
Well, hi, guys.
Hi there.
I was driving down the street. One of my friends that's an avid fan of your show called me up and said that you were talking to Ken Stevens?
Yes, he's our general manager.
Yes.
I see.
He doesn't have the kind words for us that you so eloquently shared with your readers.
That's because he's an idiot.
There you go. That's right.
All right.
Well, tell me something. As an owner-operator of your own radio station in a major market,
yeah.
why do you find Ken Stevens to be an idiot?
He's just a yes man. He doesn't make any decisions.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Yeah.
Now you've tapped into the main vein.
I mean, part of the reason why I decided to own a radio station so I could avoid that.
Oh,
yes,
I love this
yes,
lady.
Yes.
I do indeed.
Yes, now we've turned into your personal yes man.
Of course.
Now, listen, we are going to make sure that Ken gets a copy of this article.
Oh, that's great.
I swear to God we are.
If he'd like it, I could autograph it for him.
That's great.
That would be, if you would send one personally to Ken, that would be fantastic.
You know, I'm also working on the J.J. McKay Programming Elements book that I could also forward to him as well.
That's pretty good.
And if you're thinking about buying any other stations, mm-hmm. happen to know that WJFK in Baltimore is on the block.
There you go.
It's for sale, baby.
Well, let's just pool our resources, guys.
Yeah, we're hearing rumors they're going to be bargain basement prices.
All right. Thank you, J.J.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
J.J.
Bye.
Thank you, J.J. Bye-bye. We're up on a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, okay,
this show
every day on Sports Radio, the stadium.
Yeah.
WKQB, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
They go together like white suits and German shepherds. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Tell me what it is.
I know I've mentioned this before when I've read that slug. I don't see how you get the stadium as a slogan out of the call letters WKQV.
And that is the final pronunciation on the town, is it?
Wilkes-Barre. It's not Wilkes-Barre. It's Wilkes-Barre.
When did this... Were we on there once before or something? Somebody said it was Wilkes-Barre or...
That's what I'd always heard.
Well, I've got the pronunciation guide that says Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre.
It's spelled out phonetically for me.
And sometimes you want to say Wilkes-Barre when you see the way
right.
It's written.
It's spelled out B-A-R-E like bear naked.
Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Well, now it says on the screen it's Barry.
Okay.
What the frig ever?
Whatever.
Okay. Let's go to strip trivia.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, either way, I don't see how you get the stadium out of WKQV.
That makes no sense to me. The stadium. Why don't they get a, STD?
Right. A sexually transmitted disease.
Thank you. Thank you.
Speaking of Baltimore, Baltimore, number one in sexually transmitted diseases.
Congratulations.
Hello. Hey, we got the award. We got the award. Right on. We are number one in sexually transmitted diseases. Mayor Smokes is welcome to Siffy City. Gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes. We are number one. I wonder how Cal feels about that. We will play strip trivia on tomorrow's episode of the show.
Yeah.
I got chlamydia right next to the Bromo Seltzer Tower. We have nine beautiful women ready to play. And watch now.
It's time for Don
as we troll the lines to get the guys.
Good.
The radio.
To get the smelly,
trivia by
hairy,
trivia.
Cheesy, man. Take no time at all.
Get a couple of smokers, too.
And I think you'll find that the screening process is much easier than it was for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, unless Linda Tripp calls up, pretty much any girl can call for strip trivia.
Absolutely. I'll tell you right now, it's always nice if we get, we didn't have it the last time we played strip trivia. We didn't have the real super fat guy. And once in a while, we get the real super fat guy, which to me makes the game a lot of fun.
You want a side bet, though, that we get at least one guy who says he looks like Tom Cruise?
Absolutely.
Because we always do.
Always.
And then they never do.
And a Keanu Reeves occasionally.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
My name's Mark.
Hello, Mark. You must be calling for strip trivia, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, we've hit the jackpot already.
I believe so. We have got an upwardly mobile overachiever right here.
This is DNA heaven. DNA heaven, man.
That's right. We're not in the shallow end right now.
We hit the genetic bullseye here. What is your name? What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
I live in Sterling, Virginia.
Mark, would you be available to come to our studios to play the game tomorrow?
Certainly.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been thinking about this, and I think I am a non-Jewish Adam Sandler.
A non-Jewish? That's a good, very creative description.
Hmm.
Because, more Italian.
Because, frankly, if you look up Jewish in the dictionary, you see Adam Sandler's face.
A non-Jewish Adam Sandler.
All right, we'll go with that. Thank you. Hold on, please.
That was easy.
Right.
But either way, darn handsome.
And, hey, it's almost time for Turkey for You, Turkey for Me.
Hello, that song has a very limited shelf day.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanksgiving. But then after that, you go into the Hanukkah song.
Yeah. Here comes Hanukkah. Put on your yarmulke.
Is that the one? Can't believe Tyson gave that girl VD. Or is that the Thanksgiving
one? That's the Thanksgiving one. And then there's the Jewish song, where he talks about what celebrities are Jewish.
Right. I think that's in the Hanukkah song.
Is that the Hanukkah song, too?
You know what? I saw a video for it today. I pretty much, up until this point, I've been a fan of Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he does his hokey Men in Black crap and his Wild Wild West. Have you seen his new video on MTV?
No.
First off, he's calling the year Willennium. W-I-L-L-I-N-I.
Willennium.
Right. And the song is, he looped Rock the Casbah.
Okay. Right.
Rock the Casbah. And instead it's, we're going to party like it's 2000. Willennium. And it is a song that has an expiration date that radio stations will play the crap out of. And they will play the crap out of the song until
December 31st.
And that's it.
And maybe it'll get a couple of spins on January 1st.
Right.
But beyond that, it's a waste. And it,
he knows how to make money, though, doesn't he?
In essence, it's a novelty record.
Oh, Willennium. The Willennium.
The Willennium. Big Willie style. Please.
He does. He is a little factory, though. He knows how to make money.
I'm not saying the guy's a musical genius.
Right.
Far from it. But it's just, this is his most preconceived package idea he's ever come up with.
Well, I can understand why you're not real thrilled with it, though, because you're a parent. And parents just don't understand. There's my little Will Smith tribute right
I keep
there.
Forgetting how often you like quoting Will Smith on a daily basis.
All the time. You know, when I can quote anyone when it comes to popular music, I know nothing about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, calling for strip trivia.
Yes, you are. And what is your name, please?
My name is Charles.
Charles?
Oh, a Charlie person.
We like anybody on this show.
Charlie.
Name Charlie.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie, and he's behind bars.
What can you tell us about yourself? Where are you from, Charles?
Baltimore.
Okay, right there. Which sexually transmitted disease do you currently carry?
Which one do you want to hear about?
Now, the one you most recently contracted.
What's the one you're proudest of?
Vaginitis.
Thanks. We got a smart guy for strip trivia. That's good. That makes me happy.
What do you do?
As little as possible.
All right, come on. What's your occupation?
I'm a director of supervisors.
A director
right.
of supervisors.
Bogus.
Right. That's interesting.
Mr. Asshole. That's what it sounds like to me. You have a job like that. That's your title.
That's right.
Well, my workers refer to me as that.
Charlie Vaginitis.
And who is the celebrity? Charles, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, unfortunately, I've been told Chris Farley with a bad toupee.
Oh, we got a fat guy.
Okay.
Fantastic. He's funny and he's fat.
Thank you for being honest. Andy has a bad toupee.
Yes, he does.
Which, incidentally, I should point out, my wife brought to my attention last night. You know, all my wife cares about with me shaving my head
right.
is the fact that we're going to this dinner party this weekend,
right.
this swanky affair.
You're not
going
to wear a suit, are you?
No, of course I'm not. But she said to me, seriously, she said, I'll take you down to see Ori. She goes to this exclusive guy to get her
right.
haircut and stuff.
And he's got, like, hair pieces?
Yeah, where you have to wait, like, 6 months to get an appointment to get your hair cut. She says, if you go down to see Ori, he can give you a toupe just for the night. I said, honey, I'm not going to wear a toupee. I'm not going to wear a wig just so that you don't feel embarrassed.
Red rug.
Being at a dinner party with me.
Wear a baseball cap.
Well, I'm not going to wear anything.
Wear a fedora.
I'm not going to. No, that was pointed out to me also.
Wear a bandana.
That, all of these things have already been pointed out.
Well, you have a million options, you know. I mean, and I know on the weekends you wear a cap, right?
But we are talking about Saturday night. Got to wear a suit and tie.
Right.
Got to go to a swanky function. Listen, I'm just going to go with my newly bald head.
Why don't you just put dark makeup like Jerry Mahoney would have?
You mean like a ventriloquist
yeah,
dummy?
You could just paint on
it. You know, the only hat, the only chapeau that I think would go with like a suit, a business suit, would be perhaps a beret. You know, you could have that Joe Palantonio.
Right. No, thank you.
Palio and Lontonio, Lily.
I would rather be bald, which I will be. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm calling for strip trivia.
Yes, you are. And what's your name, please?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Glen Burnie.
Brian, what do you do?
Right now, not much of anything.
Brian, are you a member of the Big Man's Club?
Nope, sorry, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Okay, you sound like you're...
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Brian?
I'd say young Bill Cosby.
A young Bill Cosby.
No, this is strip trivia with the women and menstrual periods.
No. Do we have that sale? We got it. Okay.
I know that there are network people who ask for hands on hip.
Hat on head.
Shake your head. More money, attitude, more life, more deef. Everybody wears.
You know, I'm amazed. This is the oldest Bill Cosby tape we have. I'm amazed. Bill Cosby is black, and he doesn't know it's more deaf, like deaf comedy jam.
Sure.
When he saw that DEF, he thought it's deef.
Right.
It's not Russell Simmons' deef comedy jam.
But this guy looks like a young Bill Cosby, and he'll be next to the guy with vaginitis.
Put the hat on backwards, everybody walk.
Hold on,
with the hip walk. And they all center around what I call minstrel show characters. And the only thing is you don't have to put the makeup on now.
Right. And for the longest time, I thought he was talking, I swear to God, about characters on show like having their periods.
Menstrual.
M-I-N-S-T-R. I thought it was M-E-U-N-S-T-R-A-L.
Now, that menstrual show characters, that could be a new phenomenon, you know?
I think we had one of those on the show today, as a matter of fact. But I think her name is Leah Remini. Well, listen, you, the young Bill Cosby, you're in.
Okay, great.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Hold on, please. All of your questions will be answered in a moment by our Time Life operator.
That's right. The monosyllabic man in the back.
How many is that? Is that three or four?
Four.
Has anybody been counting?
No.
Four.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you're still taking calls for strip trivia.
It's only three, Mike. Huh? Hello? It's only been three.
I've had diarrhea.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yeah, you're in. What's your name?
Terry.
Where are you from, Terry?
Woodbridge.
What do you do, sir?
I work for the government.
All right. Well, what is your ranking? A GS what?
13.
You make $13 million a year?
Yeah, for doing nothing.
Wow. I will tell you, when my dad tapped out, when he retired from being a civil service engineer,
right.
That was his highest ranking, a GS-13.
GS-13, so this guy's raking it in.
This guy is absolutely poor as crap.
Destitute.
Right. We're living on the side of a road in a box.
He wants the free trip to Aruba.
Sure. You, my friend, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Tom Selleck.
Really?
That's what I keep hearing.
Okay, please.
Our first...
They're big, but they wouldn't lie to me.
We don't get many Tom Selleck's.
No, we don't. This guy is our first big liar.
Right.
Say hello. Say hello to the man with no mirrors. Hold on, please. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. Hold on a second.
That was the fourth contestant.
Right.
Right, so we have two more to go.
Two more.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I was calling for a strip trivia.
How much you want to bet when that guy comes down tomorrow? He looks like Jerry Mathers. And I mean Jerry Mathers as he is today.
Avery Schreiber. Yeah, well, I've got the mustache.
Hi, what is your name, please?
He's listening to the radio.
Disqualification.
Hello? Yeah, we have very low standards for the guys, but not that low.
Sorry.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, calling for strip trivia.
Right, who's this?
Jesse from Baltimore.
Jesse, another Baltimorean. Welcome, Jesse. How old are you?
22. Hold on, wait. Yeah, that's right.
Do you always say it like that, Jesse?
I'm just a moron, so that's the way I'd like to say it. I'm an ugly Ben Affleck. You like that?
An ugly Ben Affleck.
Well, is there anything except an ugly Ben Affleck? I'm not a big Ben Affleck fan.
You didn't even like him in that movie you loved.
No,
right?
I loved the movie Dogma.
I haven't seen it, dying to see it.
If there was one thing I hated about Dogma, it was Ben Affleck.
I hate Ben Affleck and everything he does.
And I don't know why...
You're Ben Affleck.
I don't know why he's so queer for Matt Damon. Why they have to do all these projects together?
Well, they won an Academy Award, so I mean, Ben Affleck's probably like latching himself onto Matt Damon. I always thought Matt Damon was the brains and the talent of that group.
Yes. Yes, Robbie.
They actually grew up together, and they are so queer for each other. At one point, Matt Damon actually sang the song Ben to him. Seriously.
Oh, no.
Oh, are you kidding?
I kid you not.
Oh, my God. Did he sing it like Michael Jackson?
I don't know. The two of us,
we are so gay.
Are you
so gay?
I'm doing that.
I will give it to you in the butt. Every day, Ben, you're around me when I'm feeling low. You make me feel just like Homo Joe DiCaprio.
255 times.
You are contestant. Yeah, that was the big news on today's show.
Wow.
That we found out that Homo Joe has had gay sex with 255 different men.
In 20 years.
In 20 years.
I enjoyed it every time.
And I would love to have the blood test concession in his neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Imagine the killing you would make. No pun intended.
Sure.
Just selling blood tests.
He's very careful.
200. Maybe he was careful from guy. I'll be lax and say he was careful from guy 150 to 255. But I think from number one to number 150.
Yeah, crazy 80s.
Anything goes.
Right.
Listen, you're in. Hold on, please.
Great, thanks.
Hold on. And that means we have time for just one more contestant.
Wow. John and Mike to play a favorite game.
You know, it normally goes much faster than this because we're having fun with these guys. It seems, at least, that we have a pretty decent group of guys.
There are a couple of guys that have some snappy repartee.
So those are the five regulars. And the next guy, can't promise that he's going to play. If 9 girls show up tomorrow, this guy will definitely play.
That's right.
Otherwise, he will be an alternate.
But that's not a bad job. You know, you get to hang around and smell the perfume.
Sure. You still get to see everything, right? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, got your alternate yet?
Nope, it's you. And what's your name?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. Where are you from?
I'm from Ashburn.
What do you do, sir?
Probation officer in Fairfax.
Beautiful. A lawman.
All right.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
A fat Michael J. Fox or a skinny John Candy?
I like a fat Michael J. Fox better.
All right.
I don't think skinny. I can't picture skinny John Candy.
Well, you could now. You have a shovel, you could now.
That's for sure.
Spinner.
Okay, thank you. There's a diet that works. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, listen, you're in.
All right, excellent.
We'll see you tomorrow. You're the alternate.
Thanks a lot.
And that's
love
it.
Love my new diet. All I eat is dirt.
6 guys, 9 girls.
Wow.
Tomorrow, strip trivia.
Fantastic.
As much as it pains me to say, we're up on a break already, but when we come back, let me tease this. I'm going to give you the wacky story file.
Okay.
We have a bunch of different offerings today.
Good.
We have some researcher who's created the Millennium Sex Awards, including top sex symbols of the decade.
I like that.
Best sex dessert of the decade.
Best sex magazine?
Perhaps. I don't know. I'll tell you this, that the best dessert of the decade.
For sex?
For sex, sex-wise, is cockle bread.
Cockle bread?
Which is a dessert popular in England, made by pressing a woman's genitals into a loaf of bread.
Hello! I hope you enjoyed your boiled beef, and we'd like to give you a big slice of cockle bread. It's made out of the female genitalia. Mm.
But wouldn't it be called something else?
I mean, would think so.
You would think? Okay, well, that's one of the topics we have.
Maybe you call it a bunch cake.
I would also like to point out that it is November 16th, which means we are dangerously close to Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving.
And that means in our wacky story file,
the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Yeah, of course, it has to be there.
Okay, so
happy Thanksgiving.
Also, we have, listen to this guy. Listen to this dick from Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
A guy who is selling photographs of John Wayne Bobbitt, his penis. Rare photos that he's put up on the eBay website. He hopes to get as much as $50,000 for the graphic photos, which detail the reattachment surgery, as well as John Wayne Bobbitt's penis enlargement surgery a few months later.
Ah.
I know everybody's sick of this guy, and rightly so, but, you know, the guy that's selling the photos.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why not?
Also, a call to Sweden. We're going to throw this one out there. If you remember the Swedish bikini team in a bunch of beer commercials a few years ago?
Right.
Well, some guy really is putting together a Swedish bikini team.
Now, see, that's initiative, and that's the kind of guy I want to talk. That's a good American, or
and,
a good Swede.
And finally, the one that, frankly, I think we'll probably call Wish Machine.
Wish Machine!
A man in Palm Springs, California, claims to have invented an electronic device that makes wishes come true.
No, you mean a wish machine where you can just make a wish and then the machine makes it happen?
Like, if you would sit there and you'd say 12 dozen cupcakes.
I wish for a chocolate pie my wife.
Boom, it's there.
Wish machine.
And the reason that this is especially good for us is when we received the press release.
Yeah.
On the bottom, it says, and first off, the guy's name, his goddamn name is Thor.
Thor?
That's his first name, Thor.
Thor, that's a good name for a wish machine inventor.
It says on the bottom of the page, serious inquiries only.
I wish for Ken Stevens' head to be blown, so we'll
clean off. We will pick one of those stories and dive in right after this. And as we mentioned, we're giving away a trip to Aruba, where happiness lives.
Sure does. Ooh. This vacation includes round trip air, 5 days, 4 nights, at the deluxe La Cabana All Suite Beach Resort and Casino.
Well,
you get things there you don't get anywhere else. This fantastic vacation is courtesy of Delta Vacations. They've done everything for you except request the time off. That's tomorrow. Strip trivia. Because they're going to have 15 people in here playing a game tomorrow.
It could be one of the all-time great editions of strip trivia.
Not to mention that Don Knotts will be here.
Boo!
before Strip Trivia. So tomorrow will be jam-packed.
Wouldn't it be great if Don Knotts just decided to play Strip Trivia?
I don't think you'd want to see Don Knotts. You ever seen the movie Pleasantville where you see Don Knotts as he is today?
Where it's just like looking at two eyes, big giant eyes with skin.
Of course, who wanted to see him naked even back when he was Barney Fife in his heyday?
Rob, I agree. Rob and I did. Absolutely. You know, down by the swimming hole. Down by the fishing hole. You know? Wouldn't it be great if at the end of that movie when you saw Andy and Opie and they walked up to the end of the dirt road as you're going, dude, and then maybe just, you know, they go out of sight and you see Don Knotts bare ass just running up the dirt road pursuing them.
And behind it, I meant to fix it, man.
And then Howard Sprague.
Yeah, but that ain't a fishing pole.
And the pile boys.
Everybody, you know, all naked, all running right afterwards.
Big asses. Okay, hold on, boys. Listen, here we go. We're going to call the Wish Machine, right? That's the story we like the best.
Wish Machine!
Okay, so this guy, Thor. Mm-hmm. Thor is his name. Thor Templar.
Right.
He lives in California.
I am Thor. Thor of the mountain.
Now, this guy has the nerve to send us a press release saying that he is Thor Thought Form Generator Wish Machine.
Thor Thought Form Generator?
Yes, Wish Machine.
Wish Machine.
Electronically senses brain waves and turns them into reality with a flip of a headband and two copper handles. He used the device. He slipped the headband on and think about your wish. According to Thor, the machine works.
And look at that, it's bigger already.
But it may take time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a few years.
A few years, yes, and I'm sure he's charging for it.
Now, some businesses are using the machines to enhance sales, while other folks are using it to make their sexual fantasies come true.
Wish Machine.
Wish Machine costs $700. Now, that seems to be a small price.
Oh, I think that's a bargain to have your wishes come true.
For a woman who can, for a machine that can make your wish come true. A woman, Thor claims that one woman won $900 in bingo a week after getting her Wish Machine.
Well, there you go.
Hello, Wish Machine. It's me again. I'm going to win bingo tonight with my Wish Machine.
Okay, let's give Thor a call. And it says on the bottom of this, serious inquiries only.
I'm serious about having my wishes come true.
Sorry.
My Wish Machine.
Do I get my Wish Machine? We really ought to get one. Can't Ken Stevens pay for it if we get a Wish Machine?
Sure. Hey, you know, very soon we should call the Time Machine people again,
too. Welcome to the International Guild of Advanced Sciences. You've received our voicemail here, which means we're probably on the other line at this time.
Oh, Thor.
The best thing to do is call back in 5 or 10 minutes and check to see if the line is clear. Or leave your name and number, and as soon as
I don't want to wait.
Right back to you. Thanks for calling.
I wish you would get off the phone. I wish that you would pick up the phone now.
If your wish, if you want to sell one of your machines, your Wish Machine should make you pick up the phone now. Wish Machine.
I wish that a big boulder would fall on Ken Stevens and kill him. Clean. Kill him.
I wish that when I get into my car, it's filled with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Wish Machine.
I wish that Leah Remini.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that Leah Remini.
Me too.
You know what I wish?
I do. I wish it's going to cancel out. I wish it's cancel out. That'll screw up the Wish Machine.
Wish Machine.
Wish Machine.
Wish Machine.
I want 20 Wish Machines for all my friends.
Okay.
I wish I may. Wish Machine.
Here's my real wish. I wish. I'm serious now. I wish. For a Dukes of Hazzard Marathon on the Nashville Network.
Oh, I can top that. I wish that I could ride in the General Lee to work every day.
I wish that Jeff Gordon would never win another NASCAR race.
We wish the same thing. We both wish it'll come true.
No, if we both wish it, it will mix it out.
Oh,
like with our Leah Remini wish.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I won't make that. But I sure hope your wish comes true about that Jeff Gordon.
I wish. Oh, I wish that I could get a trip to the Jim Stafford Theater in Branson, Missouri.
Oh, Wish Machine.
I wish Machine.
I wish that the old Country Buffet will let me in for free, Wish Machine.
Please. I wish for all the red man chewing tobacco in the world.
I wish.
After the tone, you have 20 seconds to finish recording your message.
I wish. Pizza Redskins score touchdowns every week so I get free pizza. Which machine?
I wish there were more Bob Evans restaurants.
Woo!
I wish.
Which machine? Grant me all my wishes, please.
I wish the show Dallas was still in production.
Which machine?
I wish.
You have reached the end of your recording time.
Okay.
To review your entire message, press 7.
Shall we?
Of course. To send your message, press pound.
What was it?
Specify
to review?
Specify urgent priority.
What was it?
7.
To cancel your message.
I wish.
Wish machine, grant me all my wishes, please.
I wish the show Dallas was still in production.
Wish machine.
I wish.
To review your entire message, press 7-7.
7-7.
I wish that you would pick up the phone now. If your wish, if you want to sell one of your machines, your wish machine should make you pick up the phone now.
Wish machine.
I wish that a big boulder would fall on Ken Stevens and kill him. Clean. Kill him. I wish that when I get into my car, it's filled with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Wish machine.
I wish that Leah Remini. I wish that Leah Remini.
Me too.
You know what I wish?
I do. I wish it's going to cancel out. I wish to cancel out. That'll screw up the wish machine.
Wish machine.
Wish machine.
Wish machine.
I want 20 wish machines for all my friends.
Okay.
I wish I might. Wish machine.
Is my real wish. I wish, I'm serious now, I wish for a Duke of Hazzard Marathon on the Nashville Network.
Oh, I can top that. I wish I could ride in the General Lee to work every day.
I wish that Jeff Gordon would never win another NASCAR race.
We wish the same thing. We both wish it'll come true.
So if we both wish it, it will stand it out,
like with our Leah Remini wish.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I won't make that, okay. but I sure hope your wish comes true about that Jeff Gordon. I wish, I wish that I could get a trip to the Jim Stafford Theater in Branson, Missouri.
Oh, wish machine.
I wish machine.
I wish that the old country buffet will let me in for free.
We are so retarded. See? We are.
I wish for all the red man chewing tobacco in the world.
You realize we just did this.
I wish
you... We're sitting here listening to it.
Yeah, every week, so I get free pizza.
We are laughing like hyenas.
I picture the guy watching, listening to this.
I wish.
Wish machine, grant me all my wishes, please.
I wish the show Dallas was still in production.
Wish machine.
I wish.
To review your entire message, press 7.
Not necessary. We get enough joy out of it.
To send message sent. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Serious inquiries on this.
You were serious?
We tried.
I wish this is a serious business.
Sure.
Let me try back one more time.
Very good.
We won't leave the message in jail.
Right.
But we certainly did give him 5 minutes to get off the phone.
We did. Mm-hmm.
And we wished him off that phone.
So we'll see if it really works.
Wish machine.
Hello, wish machine.
Grant me 3 wishes, wish machine.
Well, I bet we get the machine again.
But that's the answering machine, which is not to be confused with
the wish machine.
Time machine.
Welcome to the International Guild of Advanced. You've received our voicemail here, which means we're probably on the other line at this time.
Right.
The best thing to do is call back in 5 or 10 minutes.
We tried that.
See if the line is clear, or leave your name and number, and as soon as we're free, we'll get right back to you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Stay tuned.
Oops.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. I wonder if you would take a request. Yeah, go into real estate. Oh, man.
Since they screwed it up by playing the Stay Tuned, though.
Stay tuned.
To review your entire message, press 7-7.
Stay tuned.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave.
I like it.
I wonder if you would take a request.
Okay.
Yeah, go into real estate. Oh, man.
You know what he's going
to
say?
Your entire message.
When he gets that message, he's basically going to say, I wish to be on the David Letterman show with my wish machine.
Message sent.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, who knows? You know, sometimes they have caller ID on those babies, and we'll just be doing the show one day next week, and they'll call back.
Well, we honored his request. Serious inquiries only.
Mm-hmm. Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Thor Templar.
Christ. Right.
Like, that name is not just begging to be pissed on.
Thor Templar.
I am Thor Templar. Welcome to my planet.
Hello, Buzz. What is your lead story? I just heard. There they are again, your singers.
Yes, there they are.
What is your lead story on the news and the comments tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, Kathy Lee's best defense is a good offense.
Oh, we talked about this when you were out sick earlier today.
When I was having the diarrhea?
Yes, yeah. Kathy's seeing the news. Hey, everybody.
You got bad breath, Buzz.
Bad breath.
Bad breath.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sam Hook, the middle linebacker of the New York Giants and the most feared quarterback killer in the game.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's NFL Hall of Famer Sam Huff to tell you more.
This Thursday, the Don and Mike Las Vegas style show returns to Baltimore. Don't miss it as the entire Don and Mike crew comes back to the Baja Beach Club. You must be 21 to get in. Call 410-727-0468 for information and directions.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
This is Sam Huff reminding you that if you're not there, you'll come up on the short end of the stick.
Don't miss it.
Show me breasts. Yeah.
You'll see them. Come to the show. Thursday night. Well, hello, Northern California. If you live in the capital city of Sacramento, it's about 3:35, and you're hearing this show on KHTK.
Right.
Sacramento.
Well, where the hell have you been for the last 6.5 minutes? Here's Don and Mike.
KHTK, one of our stations that'll be running the new weekend show.
Yeah, I think I know the people out in Sacramento will be happy to hear that.
Yeah, I think we had nearly 100% from all the stations we're on now. We got a bunch of new ones, too. New York, L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, Boston, San Francisco.
Boston!
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. Happening for our new Saturday morning national show.
Hello, Boston. Hello, L.A.
Be starting, I hope, this weekend.
Good, very good.
Sure, very soon.
That's great.
As soon as Ken gets his proverbial thumb out of his proverbial ass.
That's right. But, of course, if the wish machine works, we won't have to worry about Ken.
Wish machine. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Kathy Lee Gifford's defending herself by attacking other celebrities with clothing lines.
Okay.
Excuse me.
You gotta do something about that cough.
Big Bay. Okay.
Excuse me, Buzz.
Yes. Gifford tells Dateline NBC that she's done her best to make sure her clothing line isn't made in sweatshops.
Mm-hmm.
But Gifford says Michael Jordan doesn't do that. And she says Jacqueline Smith doesn't do it either.
Who wants a bundt cake?
She says that when Michael Jordan was asked about the making of Nike shoes, he said he had to concentrate on his basketball. She says Jacqueline Smith denied that her clothing was even made in sweatshops. But Gifford says all the clothing lines are made in the same factories, and she says that if she has to take some heat for that, then Jordan and Smith should, too.
I bet they're really happy with her.
You know, I told Buzz when you were out sick for a couple hours today, mm-hmm. when we were talking about this, I really think this has become a non-issue, this whole thing about
right.
the factory stuff. I wouldn't put it beyond her
mm-hmm.
that she stirred it up and she goes on the Dateline
mm-hmm, right.
simply because there's just too much Regis out
oh,
there.
Oh, sure.
I mean, Entertainment Weekly this week, whatever that magazine is, Regis wearing a suit covered with dollar bills.
I know. Regis is hot. He's white hot.
If you watch the game last night, the Monday night game, it's like they do the commercial for the show, and then Al Michaels is saying,
"Who wants to be a millionaire? Excellent show. It'll be on again tomorrow."
All
night.
Regis, and you know that it is killing her.
Starved for attention. Negative headlines are starting to look pretty good to her now.
Right.
Right.
Jesse Jackson is in jail in Decatur, Illinois. He was arrested as he stepped onto the grounds of a high school to protest the expulsion of 6 students. They were thrown out of school for the rest of the year for fighting at a football game. Jackson says the punishment doesn't fit the crime. He's been trying to get the school to let the boys return in January.
Well, you know what I say.
What?
Oh,
wish that I had Jesse's girl.
I just like quoting Rick Springfield whenever I can on this show.
Only had that wish machine.
Jesse, the only Jesse I like is the MTV Jesse.
Oh.
The FBI.
One humble clap there.
Jesse Camp.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Freddie's brother.
The FBI has taken over the investigation into the crash of Egypt Air Flight 990, and here's why.
This gets weird.
Oh, man.
You know what? I'm so sick of hearing every single day a different take on them.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And if they had a decent translator with the dialect, it's pretty cut and dry, right? One pilot walked out, the other pilot said a prayer, and then just nosed the plane down, right?
Here's how it's been spelled out for me. Translation from Arabic to English, yes, reveals that someone in the co-pilot seat can be heard uttering a prayer about embracing death just before the plane's autopilot is turned off.
Now I have to agree with you here. A prayer about embracing death, all right? What gray area? What took them so long?
Dear God, I can't wait to die.
Right.
I think the death... Robbie, where's my plane crash sound effects? God, I have it. That was the perfect time. I need the sound
absolutely
of the plane nosediving. And I'll give it to you with my patented Arabic accent.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a great performance.
Dear Lord, I embrace death. I can't wait to die and have maggots eat my skull. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now
that's what happened.
There's been no evidence of terrorism. It is the worst possible sin in the Islamic faith to commit suicide. And Egypt Air tells us that it is common for pilots to pray before takeoff, and that it wouldn't be unusual for them to pray if trouble developed on the plane. So, like Mike said, until we get a better interpretation of what's being said in Arabic.
Well, send the tapes over here. I don't even speak Arabic, but I bet I could figure it out.
Well, the story I've outlined happens just after.
To me, if you were going to pray, you would pray at the beginning or coming in for a landing, and you had just reached altitude,
right,
and that would not be the time that you prayed.
That's a good theory,
mm-hmm,
but we just don't know for sure yet.
Wow.
It happens just after.
Did you see a picture of these pilots, incidentally?
No.
Have you seen a picture of these pilots in the newspaper?
No.
I wouldn't let these guys change the oil in my car.
Egypt Air says these were two of
I'm
the best,
serious.
Best pilots.
Oh, they look like taxi drivers down on 16th Street. I'm serious. You'd see these guys.
Well, this thing about the prayer and turning off the autopilot happens just after the pilot steps out of the cockpit, which he does once the plane reaches cruising altitude.
Right.
As the dive begins, the cockpit door opens and someone says, "What's going on?" It's apparently the pilot, who then tells his co-pilot to pull. The pilot tries to get the co-pilot to help him bring the plane out of its dive. After getting no response from the co-pilot, the pilot then says, "Cut the engines." Weird.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Buzz.
Man, oh, man, that is truly strange. And, of course, you probably will never get a definitive answer on that.
I don't know. They seem pretty convinced that they're going to, especially as they continue to analyze, to interpret the Arabic.
Well, how tough is it?
And analyze the noise.
Wait, how many weeks ago did this plane go down?
Families, and we're mad. Can you imagine really having family members on that plane?
Right.
How they must feel. Right. I mean, really, now that they have the evidence, let's go. I mean, you know, I don't care how long it takes. It just seems ridiculous how long
And meanwhile,
it
we had the whole friggin' Navy out there for JFK Jr.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just weird.
That was solved over the weekend.
Yes, but it was in English. There are many dialects of Arabic, and that's what they're struggling with.
It seems to be pretty clear what happened. I think everybody kind of... The pilot walks out, the co-pilot, you know.
It seems
like... You mean like we don't have anybody in this country that speaks Arabic? Please.
It took
go down to K Street someday, Buzz. That's where they're all congregated.
They had an interpreter. It took them a while to find a guy who could speak that particular dialect.
Interpret this. F you. Figure it out. What are they saying? Oh, it aggravates me. Let's do a break.
All right.
We'll come back. Give me some happy news when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.